This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 23 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And a very empty studio today. It's just me and Mike.
The bare necessities.
Yeah. The Mowgli and Baloo, if I may.
Beginnings of the podcast.
Yeah, so this is going to be a little old school for you guys, for our loyal listeners.
Taking it back.
And hopefully you can enjoy us just as much without Usher and Brian and Carol and all our old guests.
I'm pretty sure this is better. They're just holding us back.
Yeah, they're holding us back.
And they're just, I don't even know about their analysis. I would just degrade them right now, but they're not here, so that seems kind of mean. So,
yeah, and it's kind of useless.
Yeah.
Because
I like to do it to their faces anyway.
Yeah, it's easier to do it to their faces. They'll take it. So we have a lot to talk about today, and I'm just going to say this first. Before, we used to use like iCloud for notes and everything, and then I realized that I was paying for Evernote. I think it's like $30 a year, and I paid for them a while back. So I was like, can you share notes on Evernote? And then it turns out you can. And then I was like, oh, then I can just share my notes with Michael throughout the week, and he'll see whenever I change stuff. And then Usher and Brian can see also. So then we moved it to Evernote, and it's on iOS 7 now. Everything looks perfect. So now our notes are super detailed, and we will give you as much information as we can. So let's just start it off. Our sponsor for this week's episode is T-Fury, and you can go visit them at destinypizzas.tfury.com. And let's just give you a little rundown of their t-shirts for this upcoming week, kind of almost the full week. Normally we only give you 3 days.
Yeah, we got a lot
this
week.
But they sent out an email to everyone that had this weekend shirt. So Saturday, it's a Princess Mononoke shirt with, looks like a Peanuts theme shirt. Maybe Peanuts Mononoke. And it looks like Lucy is Princess Mononoke. And then the wolf thing is Snoopy. And then Sunday is a Game of Thrones. It's an album art for a fictitious album that is called The Starks. And it's the whole Stark family. And it's made by Jobot, who made the Dr. Horrible art that I have in my studio that I'm a big fan of. He does a lot of stuff like that. So he did like the Bluth family and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got a lot of those ones.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like them a lot.
Yeah, those are cool.
And then Monday, you'll see a shirt that Brian will probably love. It's like the Charmander and Squirtle shirt we talked about a few weeks ago, but it's Bulbasaur and it's Brock walking with Bulbasaur on a green shirt.
Yeah, I feel like those ones must be doing really well for them because they're making a lot of those ones.
Yeah.
And I think those ones are pretty sick.
I think they had a Pikachu one a while back.
Yeah.
A lot of these artists,
I feel like I've seen one that's a Pikachu one.
A lot of these artists, because like if you submit a design to T-Fury, you can reserve all the rights to it still. So they go on like Redbubble or Society 6, which are websites where they can just sell their artwork and they don't have to print it or anything. So a lot of them do that. So yeah, there's the Bulbasaur shirt on Monday. Then there's these two Fringe t-shirts on Tuesday. One says Interworlds Task Force Fighting Science with Science and has all these symbols from the shirt. And the other one is a shirt that has more symbols. Like it has a frog and the flower, the seahorse, the butterfly, the apple. And I forgot what painting is this? It's it's the guy with the apple on his face.
I don't know.
I forgot what it's called. So yeah, those two shirts are on Tuesday, the Two Fury Tuesday. And then Wednesday is an awesome shirt. It's E.T. It's an E.T. shirt pretty much, but it's Star Wars themed. So the moon is the Death Star, and C-3PO is pedaling the bike, and R2-D2 is in a little basket on the front of the bike.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, you can buy those shirts. You go to destinypizzas.tfury.com, or no, tfury.destinypizzas.com. You order the shirts, you wear them, people love it, and they compliment you on them, and then we get a little bit of the money. So that's cool. Support the podcast.
Yeah, the cool thing, what I did this week with T-Fury, it was I looked back in the archive, and I was just like looking at all of the shirts.
Yeah, like the
right
gallery, there. Right?
It's really cool. Because they categorize it so well. You could do it by TV
you can go,
show.
Like,
or
TV show, they have like Back to the Future themed shirts, and it's all the T-shirts that are Back to the Future themed. And I think those shirts are like $14 each or $18 each.
I think it's 18.
It's 18. And then, but you don't have to, like, there's no real time limit on that. And it's not like these are daily shirts. Like, T-Fury normally is a daily shirt.
Yeah. It's just
you
a
can
gallery
go into their gallery.
Yeah.
And they have one that looks like the old Obey stickers, but it's Andre the Giant from Princess Bride. And it says Humperdinck has a posse. And it has, like, it's pretty cool.
That's funny.
So yeah, don't forget to enter our BTAB contest, where you can win some DC Villains Month cover, like comics. And you just have to tweet us at Destiny Pizzas, and you have to follow us on Twitter, or you can message us on Facebook at our Facebook profile page, which is facebook.com/DestinyPizzas. And tell us what you think BTAB means. It doesn't mean, like, we all know that's Brian's nickname.
Yeah, it's not the real, what really means is what you think it means, what you
what
think
it should mean.
Cool.
Yeah, so like, Bruce the Awesome Bunny. There's another BTAB meaning.
Anything. Anything you want to say.
If you enter
words.
That in, you're not going to win the contest because that's a terrible one.
Yeah, like that one doesn't make any sense.
That one makes no sense.
You should actually put some thought into it if you want to win.
How about bananas taste amazing bicycles? There's another BTAB. You're not going to win again if you use that. This is what happens when
you
I
just
don't...
just give away all the BTABs you can think of.
Yeah, this is what happens when you think of a BTAB on the spot. You have to kind of put some thought into this. Enter the contest. And I'll pay for... I'm footing the bill, or I'm like paying for the shipping. And I paid for the comics.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're getting free stuff.
You're getting free stuff. If you're lucky and you live in America. I don't know if they have Canada, too, right? Yeah, I know, but if...
And Canada.
I'll throw in a Pizza Hut gift card if you live in America. Because I don't know if those gift cards will work in Canada. Maybe we'll sign it or something, and then we'll... If you care about that, I got a caveat.
What if they're international, but they happen to be coming to America, and they want to pick it up at a designated location?
Yeah, if they're...
And they happen to be in this time frame. Magically happen to be
like
in this time frame in America.
I'll hold on to it for like a year if they want it that bad, and they're coming to like Southern California and they want to meet us and be on the podcast or something.
We'll see.
Or if they're just gonna be in Orange County, I'll hold on to
it. You never know. I mean, what if they come up with an amazing BTAB and they're just like, I'm gonna be there though.
Yeah,
I can pick it up.
So we'll contact you. Yeah. Until next Friday, which I don't know what the date is.
It's the 27th.
The 27th. So pretty much
September.
The 27th of September. Before you go see Rush in theaters, you have to enter this contest. I don't know what else opens next week, but yeah, before Rush comes out.
Rush doesn't come out on Thursday? They don't have
at
midnight.
Pretty much you just have to send it to us before 7 p.m. Pacific time on
that's
Friday.
Because
that's when we record. There's a little opening behind the curtain of Destiny Pizzas. So yeah, let's get into some movie news. There was a lot of movie news, or it's just well organized this week. I can't tell.
Probably both.
So I organized it into superhero movie news. If you've been living under a rock for the last week, Justin Bieber put this picture up on Instagram with a fake script, hopefully, and it says and it says Bieber across it, so we know who leaked it. And he's like, hashtag Robin question mark, and then he deleted that comment on there.
I'm pretty sure everybody's seen this by now.
Yeah, like
everyone's got like millions of followers.
Hopefully,
and then it just goes.
I
everywhere.
Like to think that our Venn diagram is not connected between Destiny Pizza's listeners and Justin Bieber
that's
followers.
True, but I hope
on Instagram.
Well, I wish I didn't know this, but it just happens to come up because, like, when this happens, it's so big because he has so many people following it. Just gonna, it's just gonna go out in the ether, and then
like it was on everything.
People
I think,
who wouldn't know Justin Bieber news, they know this news.
Yeah, it's weird. Like people are like, "Oh, how do you?" People were at work. Like I work with a bunch of old people.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh, Justin Bieber's gonna play Robin." I was like, "No, it's not true.
It can't be true.
It can't be true." Because it says based off The Dark Knight Falls, which is the fourth book in The Dark Knight Returns, and Carrie Kelly is a Robin, so he's a female, or she's a female Robin, so Justin Bieber can play a female Robin.
See, that would be perfect. If that's in the line of thinking, then yeah, he could play the female Robin. He could be the Carrie Kelly.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, but also in the comic movie thing, the cartoon movie, Ariel Winter, who is the, I think her name's Alex in Modern Family, she did the voice, and I thought she did it so well that I would love to see her play it, because she's like supposed to be a teenager in there. If they
that
had a Robin,
really
hypothetically,
cool.
I don't...
See, I couldn't... I don't know, because they do weird things.
Yeah.
Especially in DC Universe, I don't know what they're going to do. Well, even in Marvel Universe, they do weird things, like pull out of nowhere stuff, like Iron Man 3 stuff. But they pull stuff out of nowhere, so they could do a female Robin, but I feel like they
wouldn't do it.
I feel like they would go for like a teenage Robin first.
Yeah.
Like I would think that, but I mean, who knows?
Well, he can't be a teenage Robin. This would be perfect for like a Nightwing or something, because
even a Nightwing.
He is older. He's supposed to be 40 years old, according to the comic book. And yeah, like Jason Todd is gone. Dick Grayson is gone. There is no Robin in the comic book, so that's where Carrie Kelly comes in. Yeah. She becomes Robin.
But when they say based on the, like, what do you know what happens, like, in that storyline, in the Dark Knight Falls or whatever?
Dark Knight Falls, that's pretty much the second half of the part two for Dark Knight Returns.
Okay. Yeah, because it'd be kind of hard to, like, I just don't know how established Batman's universe will be.
Yeah, exactly. That's a tough thing to see. It's not like, because it seems like no one's even whispered Bat in like Metropolis, and I feel like Metropolis would have, especially at the Daily Planet, you think like what's her name, Lois Lane would be like,
I'm sure they all
I just covered Batman.
Yeah, I'm sure
Gotham,
they gotta know about Batman. I'm sure, well, they have to, because he's gonna be,
but even in Gotham, even in Dark Knight Returns, he's like a myth at that point.
Oh, yeah, because he's been so long since
years since he's been gone. People are like, people in the new generation, they're like,
I just don't think he's gonna have been retired, though. I think that's where they're going to be different. I don't think he's coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be, but I don't know.
Who knows? We'll have to wait and see, I guess. This is so far speculation, yeah.
Yeah. But I can't even imagine they have a script, like a full-on script.
No, they don't. That's what a lot of people are pointing to. They're like, the story is changing so much that they have no script.
It's like day to day at this point.
And Justin Bieber also tweeted, like, tomorrow I'm doing something funny, ... or die. So, like,
yeah, that's
funny or die. It's a funny or die sketch. And it was funny because Chris O'Donnell, like, photoshopped himself holding that script.
Yeah.
And he was Robin and Batman and Robin and Batman.
Bring
forever.
Him back, man. Yeah, he could be Nightwing.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Even though, like, he wasn't the greatest Robin, but, I mean, I like nod to old school stuff.
Yeah,
sure, why not?
Just a little taste.
Funny, yeah.
Or at least, like, the suit hanging up in the Batcave or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I love to see. I love that, because, like, in Batman Beyond and stuff, when he has all the suits in them, like, whatever plastic case those are.
Well, this is the comic book that started that, because he has the Robin suit on display in the book.
Yeah, I love that on display. I love his whole cave in the Batman animated series, all that. They need to have a cave like that, where he's got, like, trophies of his
guys. Like the T-Rex.
That's
and he has,
like that'd
the
be perfect
and...
to, like, if you do in Man of Steel or something, like, if you have the cave and just have his old bad guys, that way, like, you can be like, who's that and stuff, and you would know it.
Yeah, so really it's cool. In the first book in Dark Knight Returns, and you can see the cave, and there's, like, lonely Robin suit, and that is Jason Todd's suit.
I know. So
who,
cool.
If you, I guess, spoiler alert, he turns into Red Hood. So,
do you see, speaking of that, well, I don't know if it's on here actually. Ooh. Did you see, I'm not sure if it is. You tell me if it is. Well, it relates to Batman anyway. But, there's this, it's not on there.
That's not on here.
There's this video came out. It was like fan made.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
That was really cool.
Yeah, it was like, Batman or Dark Knight Legacy. So it's after the film, after, Dark Knight Rises in Christopher Nolan's universe. So it's like, Red Hood comes out of nowhere and just says, there's a meeting with, like, the Penguin and a puppet or ventriloquist dude.
Yeah, the ventriloquist.
Yeah,
it is a ventriloquist.
Yeah, that's why ventriloquist dude. Yeah, ventriloquist. And Red Hood goes in there and he, like, starts killing everybody. He's like, there's no crime here. I'm not Batman, though. I kill you if you do something wrong.
Yeah.
And then Nightwing shows up at the end and it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character. And he's just like, this isn't Batman doing this stuff. It's all bad. And he's like wearing a mask and he's like in the shadows and stuff. And it's just pinning him against Red Hood.
Yeah. I didn't see the video, but I saw like the one frame and it was Red Hood. And I was like, oh, that's an awesome looking Red Hood. Like he has the one eye. And
it's pretty cool. It was just saying like, and then people were like, Batman, is he still alive? Is he still alive? What's going on?
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was just like a really cool
Some
clip.
Of these fan made things are like really, really awesome. Like,
yeah.
I think, what was it? It was there's like a Tron one that was really cool, and then there was this one, and then there's like a Mortal Kombat one.
Oh, the
really
Mortal Kombat
cool.
ones are all really, they have a lot of those ones.
I think season two is like coming back or something.
Yeah,
it's coming back.
That's
so.
A really good series if you want to watch it. I also saw there was another Dark Knight one, which was in between Dark Knight in Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think it was like right after Dark Knight, and he's going after like the Riddler and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like people are still chasing Batman because they think he killed Harvey Dent.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
awesome.
It's like a little thing between him and the Riddler, and but everyone's still after Batman and stuff. So it's like right after that when he's still Batman.
That's awesome. So
it was just a pretty cool one.
Those are pretty cool to check out. Yeah. Like, it's amazing what people can do nowadays.
I know. They just make their own stuff, and
it rivals, it's
like somewhat legit, where if you like, it's more technical than like an Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
It's got more technology because people can film stuff with their iPhones that look better than that sometimes.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah, hopefully that was all a rumor. I think it's all a rumor. It's not true. There's no way they're going to let Justin Bieber be Robin.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Like, so, yeah. That'll
be like the end of the world, I think.
Ben Affleck
can't even act. There's no way he can't act.
He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he spoke about that.
I saw, they're like, yeah, he's like, they took me into a room and they showed me all the script, the backlash of other people getting casting.
Yeah.
And they're like, and he's like, oh, I can handle this. So he like.
And then he like goes home and.
Reads the first comment.
Yeah.
They're like,
no.
No.
That's really funny.
It's like, it was pretty cool. He's like, oh, he's seeing our stuff, obviously. He's like,
yeah.
He knows there's going
to
be backlash.
He probably listened to Destiny Pizzas. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do it for those guys. They approve.
They accepted me right away. It was within the first couple days.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I'm going to accept it. So
yeah.
I'll accept it because he can.
A lot of people accept it. I feel like it's like anything on the internet where the support.
Yeah,
the people who support it is quiet. They're the quiet majority.
That's what I hate about Twitter. I mean, everything on the news now is like, Twitter said this, Twitter said that. It's only because the loud vocal people are annoying, and they're like, they just want to say it right away. Everybody else is like, I'm okay with Ben Affleck being Batman, but I'm not going to tweet. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
So excited for Batman. Like,
yeah, I'm like, not like.
Because then it seems like your opinion is somewhat important, and you're like, oh, just so people know, I do approve of this. Like,
no one cares.
It's like, different if someone came up to me and was like, hey, what do you think about Batman being Ben Affleck?
Exactly.
Or Ben Affleck being Batman. And I'm like, oh, I'm cool with it. But it's,
yeah, I'm more likely to say that than be like.
Which, don't get me wrong, I do this stuff like that on Twitter where I'm just like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I approve.
No, I understand that. But everyone does that. Everyone's. Yeah. It's just the overwhelming hate. That's all people hear about because there's so much about it. And it's easy to track the numbers on Twitter and stuff.
And it's like that in life, too, where someone's just like, hey, I hate you, compared to like, oh, you're cool.
Exactly. Like, it's a lot easier to hate.
Yeah. And it stings longer.
Exactly. People don't talk about the good comments because they're like, you need like thousands of good comments to combat one bad comment.
So let's see. Joss Whedon was called in to fix some scenes in Thor: The Dark World.
When I heard this story, I was like,
"Yes,
this is great.
I was like, this is why Marvel is kicking it.
That's why they know what they're doing."
Yeah,
because the director of Thor had these problems.
He's like, "Oh, these scenes don't work out like how they were written," and they
Joss Whedon speed dial.
Yeah,
He flies him out to London.
Yeah. And then he fixed, like, I think he was called out for one scene, and he ended up fixing, like, four scenes.
Exactly.
And then they're like, the director's like, yeah, it works perfectly now. It all makes sense now.
I thought it was amazing, because usually directors have ego, and this director was like, no, I need some help. I'm going to get it from the master of this whole universe, because they're all in films. Thor's going to be in the next Avengers. They need it to go right, so it doesn't conflict and go crazy and be terrible films. So he's getting help from the master of the complete universe that they're setting up.
This is so great to me. This is so great to me.
I mean, every involvement I hear with Joss Whedon is like the TV show. He doesn't have to bother that stuff. He goes to set. He's there all the time because he has to make sure the story isn't like terrible.
This makes me want to meet him and shake his hand and be like, you, sir, are a god. Like, even, I don't even know what to compare this to. Like, I doubt George Lucas is going to do this on the new Star Wars. He is a consultant and everything, but I don't think, like, maybe it is his baby, but I don't know. Like, I feel like
dedication. George Lucas, people hate the newer stuff he's been making, so, like, I think a lot of people are leaning towards keep it out of George Lucas.
Yeah.
He's screwing up the older stuff.
But it's like, how many people would drop what they're doing, fly out to London? Like, Joss Whedon's not an.
He's so busy.
He's super busy as is. It's not like he's just, like, sitting at home, like, counting stacks from he's probably paying someone to do that.
Yeah, he's already,
but he's like still on the front lines like of these movies.
I mean, it's so hard to create a universe so complex that it's already based in a universe that exists in the comics.
Yeah.
And he's got trying to make it like his own universe that it's based on, like based as much as he possibly can without screwing everything up. And it's like it's such a hard task to do.
Like the amount of dedication he has something or he has to this that isn't his own. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like, he, of course he's like benefiting from when Thor does well, he's benefiting because it's going to help other movies down the line, but he's not really getting a chunk. He's not getting a chunk of that pie, yeah. Like crazy for all the work fixing scenes on Thor. He doesn't have to do that.
No,
he can just be like, now you figure out Thor. I'll make him work in the Avengers, but you figured out this movie.
Yeah. Like maybe it happened, but like Christopher Nolan, we don't know what his involvement was with Man of Steel.
Yeah. I feel like he's more there in name than anything.
Yeah, like they're like, okay, well, we know how well the other franchise did. Now we need some of that to come over here.
They throw Chris Nolan in our face and threw that out that preview.
That's
what scared me in the first preview. Which, like, my thinking of the first preview was more closer than the reality than my thinking of the later preview, where I was like, this is gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
but nah.
It's like when Steven Spielberg, I think he was the producer for Super 8, right? I think he produced Super 8.
Oh, really?
But everything, like, yeah, it's produced by Steven Spielberg. But everything that would be like, oh, yeah, Steven Spielberg's new movie. And I was like, wait, no, it's J.J. Abrams. Like, why aren't people geeking out about this?
Exactly.
And then it started coming out like, oh, well, he did what Joss Whedon was doing where he would, like, J.J. Abrams would call him up and be like, hey, I need help with this. And he's like, okay, like, this is how you should tackle the issue and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But even more than that, Joss Whedon seems like, he's in the trenches, and I don't know if he has many credits in Thor the Dark World, but he deserves it if he does, whatever he does get.
Yeah, because he's shaping part of that movie. If it doesn't work, he's making it work.
Yeah. So some more. So Thor the Dark World comes out soon. It's like the next Marvel movie. November, yeah.
Yeah.
And Winter Soldier trailer
is before that. A month and a half or so.
Yeah,
a
month.
About that?
Almost.
It's like November 9th or something, so...
Even less than that, it's the 21st, so like almost, I guess a month and a half,
month and a half, about.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's Winter Soldier trailer is before that.
Oh, yes.
Rumor.
I hope so.
It makes sense. That's what they usually do. It does
make sense. I haven't seen anything from that.
Yeah.
Like, just a couple pictures.
That one picture where it's the Winter Soldier, like, against Captain America.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like about that movie, too.
So, some random news, which is weird to me.
I saw that.
David Hasselhoff says he's a better Nick Fury than Samuel L. Jackson, which, is, in my opinion, is strange because they never based Nick Fury off of David Hasselhoff in the comics. Like, Ultimate Nick Fury from the Ultimate comics is based off Samuel L. Jackson, and then they got Samuel L. Jackson to act or to play Nick Fury. David Hasselhoff, he was in, which one was it?
It was Shield Avengers movie.
Yeah, the Shield movie from like 1984
or something.
I didn't
even know this existed until this week.
Yeah, it's an old, like, all these old Marvel movies existed, and it was just to keep the licenses up and everything. So there was an old Captain America. I remember that because I rented that from a video store when I was a kid. Because I was like, oh, it's Captain America.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
Of course not.
And then there's like an old Punisher, which some people, I think that's one of the more memorable ones. With Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher. Mm. And then there was two more Punishers after that. So, yeah, that was really weird. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was like, why are you hating on Samuel L. Jackson's
Nick Fury? Why would you come out and say that now?
And this is a weird time to bring this up. Like, you're not bringing it up when he's in, like, Iron Man 2 days? He's like,
Iron
or
Man
like
2
even
or...
casting when they first casting.
Like, remember when Jack Nicholson said that about the Joker? He's like, I'm offended they didn't ask me for the Joker in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And I was like, you shouldn't be, you old man.
That's like, I know. It's like,
you had your chance.
You were a good Joker back then, but this is now. You're not. Why would we bring you back as
Joker? I understand you made almost all your money from that role. But
yeah, exactly.
That was all contract based.
It seems so. That was a strange one to me, too. It's like, we're not. Like, in what capacity do they usually bring back older people who've played that person to be that person again?
Yeah, you think if they have a Penguin and. Batman versus Superman. Danny DeVito's gonna be like, hey, I think Danny DeVito's more suited to play a Penguin now. Like, literally, he looks crazier.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Every season of It's Always Sunny, he always looks crazier.
He's more
crazier.
Penguin-y as his life goes on.
Soon his nose is gonna grow out and everything, too. But yeah, like, I don't know. That's so such a weird statement to say.
I know. I was like, he's like, I talk with Stan Lee. Stan Lee's like, yeah, you're a great Nick Fury or something. He's like,
Stan Lee just likes to make everyone happy at this point.
That's what he was saying. He's like, I talked to Stan Lee.
I'm pretty sure if I asked Stan Lee, I'd be like, hey, Stan, you think I could play Peter Parker? I'd be like, yes, you can play Peter Parker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like a motivator extraordinaire. Yeah. He's not going to put people down and be like.
That would be the scariest thing if Stan Lee got mad.
Stan Lee said something insulting to you.
I would probably kill myself if Stan Lee's like, I think Destiny Pizzas is trash.
Oh my gosh.
Excelsior. And I'll be like, oh God.
Don't even put that out in the world.
I disappointed Stan Lee.
But yeah, he just seems like the nicest guy.
He seems like the nice. He's like the world's grandpa.
He is.
And like, he's like the nice world's grandpa.
Exactly.
Some grandpas are mean. He's like the nicest grandpa in the world. Nicest
world grandpa.
So, yeah, that was weird news. But after that weird news, we have the coolest news.
We got some of the best news.
So, this last summer, a superhero movie came out, and that movie was called The Wolverine. And apparently in The Wolverine, they had an unused costume. But Hugh Jackman was never supposed to actually wear this. There was a picture that got leaked on the internet this last week on movieweb.com, and it was the 90s, like, yellow and black X-Men or Wolverine costume, but it was in a suit. So all this, like, his actual suit is actually just one solid piece. It's not actually fabric, and the gloves are just solid like that. But this was supposed to be in the movie, and it wasn't in the movie. But then MovieWeb got a cease and desist, and every website that posted this, every blog that posted this, got a cease and desist and had to take the picture down. So I'm hoping this costume appears in Days of Future Past.
That'd be the most epic thing in the world. If they just get this costume on Hugh Jackman.
I mean, yeah.
Like, that's the thing, like, about the X-Men costumes that they've had so far. They've just, like, been, like, suits where they're not even...
They've been uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is his costume. Almost like exactly. No other characters look like Wolverine.
Yeah,
with the yellow and black. And one problem I had with this suit, but this answers it, is the problem I had with the suit. I was like, oh, him with the giant black like things that come out of his eyes would look ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
it looks awesome in this.
It does look sick.
It like everything that, looks amazing.
You
in
just see it from the mask. It looks like so intimidating without anybody having it on.
Yeah. So just, looks, like, if you want to see this picture. You might want to go to a website called, like, A Color of Blood. Reddit.com. I'll just throw it out there. Just Reddit. Just go to Reddit.com and search Wolverine costume, and it should be one of the top results.
Yeah, you should be able to find it easily.
And, oh my God, look at this. Where the claws come out, it all makes sense. Like, it's these little things that the claws come out of, and everything makes so much sense. And it's, like, in a suitcase. There's the Japanese stuff on here because the movie took place in Japan.
Like, that would have made, great. Even though I still haven't seen The Wolverine, but that would have just made...
If someone told me this was in The Wolverine, I would have gone to see it.
Even if it's like a shot at the end where he's like in that costume, yeah. I'd be like, I'm going there.
Or even right if now. Someone gave him the costume, he's like, hey...
Yeah, they handed him like this, and this is all we saw.
And then he's just like, no, fuck that. And then I'll be like, oh my God, yes!
Exactly.
He realizes how ridiculous it looks, but it looks awesome.
Exactly. Well, that's what they did in the first one. They make that shot, and they're like, yellow spandex. And it's like, that actually would have been legit, though.
Yeah.
They just have to make it look right, and that looks legit.
Yeah, it looks perfect. Like, oh my God, even the cowl and everything looks phenomenal. So yeah, next up, Stan Lee, the world's grandpa, says Marvel is still making an Inhumans movie.
That is... I heard there was rumor this week that, like, Vin Diesel was going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
That was the, fresh IP, whatever they call it, that he was...
Somehow. I don't know how that makes sense, but, yeah.
I have no idea.
Because, yeah. So, the Inhumans movie, pretty much it's a bunch of characters that no one's heard of. I feel like it's even more obscure. It's definitely more obscure than Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. So...
They're going obscure and obscure.
Yeah.
They're like...
Well, a part of me thinks this is a jab at X-Men, because, like, Inhumans, mutants, like, they're not human.
That's true.
It's kind of
I read a little bit about them. They got their powers from, like, some random accident or something.
Kind of like the Fantastic Four. So, this is like, it feels like it's kind of like a jab at Paramount.
I think so.
Saying like, hey, you're capitalized on Max Fan, we can do the same thing.
Like, with lesser characters.
Yeah, we can use crappier characters and make a better movie, yeah. And we're probably going to make more money than like
exactly.
All your Fantastic Film movies, or Fantastic Four movies.
I feel like we're getting a lot of this leak news from Stan Lee. Like, he told us about Black Panther that yeah. They're thinking of doing next.
And in this, when he made this comment, he actually said, he's like, yeah, they're making Black Panther, they're making Doctor Strange, they're making Ant-Man, and then they're going to make an Inhumans
even
movie.
Though nothing officially has been released except Ant-Man of Phase 3, nothing officially have they told us anything.
Yeah, it's... I love Stan Lee. Oh my God. If I ever... I met him one time. If I ever meet him again... I met him one time and it wasn't that significant
to
me.
One chance.
If I met him again, it would be like the greatest moment of my life. That's so sad, but it's true.
I just like news. They're making more Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we even got one, like, well, Thor was obscure to me when I first saw Thor.
That made sense, though. Like, to me, I know Thor. Like, I know Thor. I don't,
well, I
in
know
humans,
Thor because I know, like the gods in mythology. Yeah.
Well, I knew like, Thor of a, as a comic book character. Mm-hmm. I knew, like...
I knew he existed. Yeah. I didn't know anything about him.
Like, the weirdest to me is still Inhumans, I guess.
Yeah,
and Guardians.
That's even stranger than Guardians to me.
Yeah, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, I know, like, Rocket Raccoon. I know Groot, but that's it.
Exactly. Well, I'm trying to think what, them. Like, huge main guys, like, they have left anyway. Because if you don't have X-Men, you don't have Fantastic Four, and you don't have Spider-Man...
That's
like the biggest ones possible. So, I mean, it seems they're like they're going strange, but they kind of have to. Unless
Deadpool?
They want to start rebooting stuff. Do they have Deadpool?
Oh, no, they don't.
I think
Paramount.
Fox
yeah,
does,
Paramount has that.
Because that's what they did in X-Men.
Yeah, Fox, sorry.
Or I don't know if they have Fox. Wait, who has... Sony has Spider-Man.
Sony has Paramount. I think it's Paramount, right?
I mean, it's Sony Paramount? Is that the same?
Let's see.
Anyway, I feel like X-Men and Spider-Man, I feel like they should make a deal just to try to go after Marvel. I don't know how they would do it, but I think they should. That because if they can expand...
That makes the most sense,
if
though,
they like, could expand their universe to Fantastic Four, X-Men, and Spider-Man,
yeah.
You have something to go after Marvel with.
After the Avenger like, money. Oh, yeah, it's Fox, 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Paramount had like the old... They had all the licenses
before
Disney. Oh, yeah,
the old ones, yeah. So, I mean, if they could, I think they should, that's what they should be working towards. If they want to go after Marvel and go after
like
DC,
a Fox,
I guess.
Sony.
Like, those are the characters you want to do it with. Cause,
or they can just be smart.
I would love if they just all went to Marvel.
Sell the licenses back to Disney.
Yeah, that'd be
the
greatest.
That's
the
smartest thing to do.
That's just,
they could probably make a lot of money off of
like
that.
The less unlikely.
Yeah, that seems like the least
unless
likely one to do.
Disney's like, unless Star Wars goes off and they're like, we got so much more money, we'll just buy more stuff.
Which I think we're going to touch on later in this section a little bit. But so that's happening. And then I didn't know where to put this part, but I guess I'll just put it with all superheroes. Peggy Carter's show is being developed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If it's three perfect criteria, it's like a comic book movie or a TV show. It is a female lead TV show. And it is a time TV show where it has a clear setting, which is like the 60s.
Exactly. This seems like a great idea to 50s. Me.
Yeah. It's like...
But the thing is, getting the same actress, I think they were...
I think the actress said she would sign on.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get her, but I think she seems like she would do it. If she was willing to do the one shot, I feel like she'd be willing to
true.
Do
it. I mean, that seems like a really cool idea because you need a stronger female character, which they're very lacking in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
They're not getting any strong female leads. So if you could do one on a TV show... Like,
yeah, the TV show basis and then move that onto like a movie.
Yeah.
Even though they kind of went backwards with this one.
Even though this is in the past and I wonder how much mention of her is going to be in Winter Soldier.
Hopefully a lot. I think they're going to have a lot.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Because like they gloss over that in Avengers because you can't focus on that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of hard thing
that
about
doing these
movies.
That was like the one
movies.
Scene that was like deleted.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, he's out of time. Of course.
He's
like,
looking for
that's
Peggy.
What I would, like, that's my one of my favorite parts about end of Captain America is just like right at the end. They're like, oh, he's just walking in the city. It's like, I want to see more of this right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I throw us into Avengers and you can't really go into that at all. You run out of time.
Yeah. So speaking of Avengers, in Age of Ultron, Gwyneth Paltrow hasn't been tapped yet. And she also hasn't been tapped for Iron Man 4.
Why not? What?
I think Iron Man 4 is so down the gate that they're going to wait.
Iron Man 4, yeah, I think Iron Man 4 won't come till... Well, we don't even know. He signed on for 2 Avengers films, right?
Yeah.
Will there be an Iron Man 4?
Yeah, we don't even know.
He might just go to Avengers 3.
Yeah.
Like, for all we know. But, I mean, you got to get her for Avengers 2 somehow.
Do you?
I mean, she was in Avengers the perfect amount, I think. She's barely in it.
Yeah.
It's just a couple scenes, but I thought it was good. Like, you could even put her in less than that.
Yeah.
Like, you just need her in some... We need to know if she... Well, I mean, you could do the same thing they did with Natalie Portman, where they just, like, mentioned her.
I don't know. They could remove her and then up Colby Smulders and not be perfect.
I'm sure. Well, she's going to be on the TV show a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about a lot, but going to be on the TV show. I assume a lot.
I assume a decent amount.
I don't know about as much as...
Agent a bunch Colt of the characters.
Yeah. It's just going to be How I Met Your Mother continues.
Yeah. She like doesn't. She's so in the like into acting like that. She doesn't know how to act any other way.
Exactly. Wait, there's a TV show, right? Okay.
Okay.
So
who am I dating?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Which two characters do I create conflict by dating both of them?
Yeah. Who am I screwing up this whole group with?
So yeah, that news isn't too shocking to me. Like, Avengers 2. If they're gonna get her for anything, it's gonna be a small scene and. To me, Age of Ultron seems like it'll be such a.
It's gonna be such a big deal for that.
On there, like so much is gonna be focused on Ultron that they don't need any like minor characters.
Well, she's not gonna be. Yeah, I mean, she's not gonna be like a major character at all.
Yeah,
she wouldn't be. Like, I feel like
they see how much money Avengers 1 made, and they're like, "Oh, we can cut her out of the movie." She probably asked for a decent amount of money to be in the movie.
That's true.
Like, you might as well just get someone who's willing to do the work for less. And
I don't want her to be replaced. I hate when they replace.
They like... won't. I guarantee they won't replace her.
Okay. I'd rather have them make up a story where something happened than if they replace
Pepper.
Yeah. Like, well, like I would have rather in Batman Begins if they just replace.
Like, yeah, that was weird.
It's like just.
That's what happened. I don't know. When Scientology like, gets involved
I understand
with
they're
the
trying to go with motivation and do something. That, like, oh, he was thinking in kind of a trilogy way. But even so, it just makes it terrible.
Anyways, yeah, we'll see what happens. But,
I'm not too concerned.
Glad there's one woman in the Marvel Universe I am excited for. Natalie Portman. She said, a lot of actors are talking this week. A lot of people in Marvel are talking this week.
Yeah, apparently.
Natalie Portman says that she heard a female character movie is coming
from Marvel.
From Marvel, she's like, I heard about this
movie. How much input does she have? She's like in Thor world, but she's a pretty big part of Thor.
She is a pretty big part of Thor. Yeah, and she has her own poster in the second one.
Exactly,
so.
That's pretty sick. Give me more Natalie Portman.
I love Natalie Portman so much. But I like to imagine that she's just walking on set and there's like female character movie. She's like, I heard about that. Like, what are they talking about?
How much did she know in the Marvel universe?
Yeah, she's like, whoosh, 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 Black Panther movie. Whoosh, whoosh. And they're like, oh my god, Black Inhumans. But, blah, 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 like,
but it's got to be Miss Marvel. Like, what else is gonna?
Yeah,
be?
It has to be Miss Marvel.
Like,
so.
What else are you gonna? I can't.
Everything lines up to Miss Marvel with all the rumors we've heard so
we've
far.
We've heard so much about it that it's got to be Miss Marvel. It's got to be coming next. But
who knows?
You think Marvel get out a female lead movie before DC will?
Hands down. Marvel seems like the one. After like all the weird stuff that's been happening with DC Comics, I know that's like unrelated almost, but with DC Comics, I feel like Marvel is the way more progressive company now at this point.
That's true.
The only way like Marvel can screw this up is if they have like an overtly like super religious character, which is never going to happen because
I don't think there are any.
Stan Lee was too smart for that to exist.
Yeah, it's like, let's keep this out of the real world.
You just see, like, Peter Parker praying in church after Uncle Ben.
And that's what happens in Venom, man. Venom's in the church with the bell.
Yeah.
That's how Eddie Brock becomes Venom. Yeah. I don't know if that's... I assume that's in the comics, too. Happens in the cartoon and in the movie. So I'm just assuming.
Makes sense. But
that's where all my new mythology comes from.
So, yeah. I'm excited. I wouldn't mind seeing a movie just on Natalie Portman.
Yeah, sure. Let's see her... Everyday life.
Yeah, her a day in the life of her. She's just doing like scientific research and stuff.
That's
what the world needs.
They moved her during the Avengers. Let's see what happened. She's like, oh, I had to move.
Yeah,
I was watching on TV. Stuff was going down in New York. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
I love that impression of Natalie Portman.
That wasn't Natalie Portman talking.
Black Swan. I'm the Swan Queen. Oh, jeez. This is getting away from the major, too, but Jeff Bridges was underwhelmed by RIPD, but loved filming it. So I'm glad he's not a crazy old senile man.
I'm glad he had a good time.
Yeah. I'm glad he enjoyed it. I'm glad he enjoyed. He got any enjoyment.
So, I had fun with Ryan Reynolds. That was the whole point.
No, the thing I read about it, he's like, I loved filming it, and I loved when he was filming it. He said, I would love to see how this comes out. And then he's like, I think the studio took some decisions that made no sense, and the movie underwhelmed me.
There's so much control you don't have because yeah. They edit just a bunch of stuff that you're like, I don't know how it's going to look. Like, these guys don't know how it's going to look at the end.
The people who were editing RIPD or whoever was in charge of it was probably like, hey, what's that other acronym movie? Men in Black. Let's just make our movie like that.
Exactly.
They're like, what's that other weird, obscure comic book movie that people don't know is a comic book? We'll make it exactly like that. That's what we are, right?
That's what they tried to do.
Yeah. People are like,
what? I heard it doesn't make sense, but I haven't seen it.
Didn't watch it because I
will not see it.
That's shocking. Maybe we'll get Brian to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. He'll tell us how good it is.
Brian's probably listening. Hopefully. Okay, last bit of superhero comic book news. Beware the Batman toys are coming to McDonald's in October. Now, sweet. People are like, why does that matter, Drew? Let me tell you. Stop asking me questions. And also, how can you read my mind? Beware the Batman toys. I'm excited. I like the show. It took some time to grow on me. That's not true. It grew on me after like 3 episodes, but those 3 episodes are very tedious for me. But these toys look awesome. There's like a Batmobile toy. There's a little mask thing that doesn't really... It looks more like a Catwoman mask or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it looks strange.
There's like a Batman glider.
The big eyes. That's the big eyes.
The big eyes and the short ears.
Yeah, that's weird.
I like the Batman glider thing. There's like a Batman that shoots a hook. There's a Batman on a motorcycle. And there's a Batman that I assume kicks or something. I just want the glider and the Batmobile. If I can get some of these, that's going to be our next giveaway.
Yeah. I'm wondering how much kids know about, like, specific Batman shows. Like, because I feel like the animated series was so big that a lot of people knew about it. But I feel like so many shows go obscure and they go at random places on different channels and stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to find different things.
So, I think the only reason I knew this was because I looked up Batman animated to see, like, where Brave and the Bold fell.
Yeah.
In the whole grand scheme of things. And then it's like, oh, there's a new show coming out. And I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's been no advertising for this. There's, what, maybe I'm just
no, I haven't seen
it. I'm definitely not the target demographic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I feel like it hasn't been much anywhere. Because I remember even more about the other show they had on, like,
Beware?
No, I forgot what one it was. It was on KTLA-5 or something, or WB or CW, whatever that is.
KTLA-5. That was,
yeah, and like Saturday mornings, the old
Batman that was show. Batman the animated.
No, not the old animated. It was a newer show. I mean, I thought that Batman was okay, but I feel like it just wasn't up to the level, so it's not everywhere. They didn't like put it everywhere.
Legions of Gotham.
Legions.
Is that something?
I forgot the name of it. I don't know. Find out later.
Yeah, or we can find out now while we talk about some Star Wars news. So Star Wars Detours. 39 episodes are done of the show. 62 scripts.
Where does this show take place?
I'm not entirely sure. I remember hearing about it, but it's different from like the Rebels show. Star Wars Detours, let's see. It's a CG show. Takes place between episode 3 and 4.
Okay. I like this.
Oh, I didn't know that existed. Remember I talked about this? Seth Green is involved in the show, and Matthew Senreich, which they're both from Robot Chicken.
That's cool.
Oh, wait, this is the comedy one.
Oh, comedy.
Right? Is that this one?
I have no idea. I know that they have this like Lego Star Wars show thing.
Yeah.
That they just mess around with Star Wars. They go into like every era.
Oh, yeah. It's an computer animated comedy show.
Okay, I don't get it.
Okay, so I think it's like supposed to be if like Family Guy took place. It's like kind of like Robot Chicken, but CGI and...
All Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Is this like a continued storyline thing? Or is it just like, oh, we have fun?
I think it's just a bunch of sketches.
They make fun of Star Wars or not like make fun, have fun with.
Well, actually, I assume it's not because it's 39 episodes done. There's 62 scripts, which means it can go into syndication right away, almost. But there's no, like, they don't know what's happening with it.
All right, we'll wait on more stuff.
Yeah.
But that's strange. But they're just trying to use Star Wars in every way possible right now. Disney's trying to find a way to use it.
On March 11th, it was announced. March 11th, this is a while back. It was announced that Detours would be postponed until a later date as the company furthers development of the Star Wars sequel trilogy. So, yeah.
I feel like they should give us... Well, I mean, they're trying to get some before... I feel like they have to give us a movie first.
Yeah, because they don't want us to be like, oh, yeah, remember, like, hey, this is what we were bringing to the table. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, no.
But is there still a show? You said something about in between three and four, something else. Is that a different show? Or is that... I forgot what you said that in reference to. But
I thought I said that about...
I
want to
delve more into in between three and four, just because you get Darth Vader. Everyone likes Darth Vader, so...
Yeah, I thought I said that about what I would like to see.
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I want to see Luke Skywalker between... That's what I said. Luke Skywalker between his birth and then before New Hope. Yeah. And he's just like, moisture farming. And then he's like, can I join the Rebels? And they're like, no.
They're like, no, not this year. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Definitely next year. And then he's like, can I join the Rebels? And they're like, maybe next year.
And they just keep, this has been going on. And Luke doesn't go against him. He's
a good nephew.
Yeah. He's like, I got to do... They raised me. I gotta help them out.
I'm looking for that TV show, the Batman cartoon you're talking about. I can't find it for the life of me.
All right, I'll try to find it.
Let's see. It's not. Is it Young? It's not Young Justice.
Yeah, no. Just look Batman animated TV shows. That doesn't come up with stuff. There's not a list of like Batman animated TV shows. Because there's been a bunch. There's been like. Quite a few, because they've been trying to find one ever since the animated series.
Oh, here. No, that's a list of episodes. Animation.
It may be The Brave and the Bold. No, it's not.
No, it's not, because I watched that.
Yeah, sorry. That's the one with Blue, the Beetle.
Yeah. Beware the Batman? No, that's the current one. No. Gotham High?
It shouldn't be that hard. He was a younger Batman, too.
New Adventures of Batman? Is that it?
Maybe?
No, that's an old one.
The Joker looked very strange.
The Batman?
Maybe it was that?
I think this is old too.
I mean, they had a lot of them. So.
Oh yeah, it is the Batman. Huh.
I think it was the Batman, yeah. Yeah, that show, that was actually okay. It wasn't...
Came out in 2004.
Yeah, yeah.
September 11, 2004.
Like, the Joker looks very strange.
Yeah.
Hmm. But I mean, that one was actually okay. It wasn't that bad.
I heard it doesn't follow the same continuity, like, it has continuity issues. And cool. The animation style bears a strong resemblance.
I mean, Beware the Batman?
There's no continuity in that one.
Except
there is, like, in between three episodes. It has the same animation style as Jackie Chan Adventures.
There we go, yeah.
Because both have the same artist.
Style.
That's cool.
So, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah. So let's get back into it. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers said it was a possibility, and then he's just like, no. All because I've worked with J.J. Abrams. I'd like to work with him in the future. Same thing Benedict Cumberbatch
said. That's what they all say.
Yeah,
I think anybody remotely related to J.J. Abrams is like all the Lost people, they're like, they're going to be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because they talked to J.J. Abrams one
time. That, or Heroes, all those characters.
Exactly.
Or Cloverfield, Lizzie Kaplan, could be in it.
Yeah, so they pretty much talking to all those people, and they all say, like, I feel like they're all going to get rumored.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's like, apparently he's really tall and he's Irish. But yeah, we'll see.
Who knows?
But Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are hitting the gym. Mark Hamill isn't confirmed yet for Star Wars Episode 7, but according to Robert Englund, he's like, Robert Englund, who is Freddy Krueger, he's like, oh yeah, Mark Hamill's been hitting the gym. He's trying to get back to his shape. Like, they both have to be in the same shape as, all three of them have to be in the same shape as episode 6.
That's impossible.
That's amazing, right?
That's impossible. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see why they have to, because they're going to be older. They're
fatter, though.
They are going to be fatter, though.
Are there fat people in Star Wars?
Yeah, Porkins.
He's the one. He's a single person.
That's okay. What's Admiral Akbar? He's kind of fatter. He's an alien.
He's an alien. Maybe he's just shaped weird. He's trying to hide all his tentacles.
You really think they can go back to like 30-year-old?
No, like, yeah.
What?
No, like, they don't have to look young. Their face doesn't have to look young, obviously, but they can lose the weight.
They're not going to be able to. There's no way.
Carrie Fisher definitely can.
No way. They're not going to be able to lose the weight. They're too old.
No.
They don't have to be in shape, though. I don't understand.
That's what
like because JJ
said.
They're not going to be doing any fighting.
No.
I mean, like, they the old Jedi, Obi-Wan was doing fighting.
I assume Jedi's, like, maintain their shape really well.
Yeah, I would think so. That's true.
And then Carrie Fisher's royalty. She has appearance to keep up.
Yeah, but when's, like, have you seen a picture of her lately?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Even
if you go on Star Tours, there's a hologram of her. And she's like, help me, Star Tours. You can clearly tell. It's like, it's supposed to look like Princess Leia in episode 4. You can clearly tell she, like, put on a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah.
Even under the giant gown that she's wearing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right now. Like, it's going to be impossible. They could look better, but it's not like going to go. They're not crazy.
I think they have to look at least similar shape.
What are you considering similar shape?
Not what they look like now.
Like, well, yeah.
Like, even Mark Hamill lately, it looks like Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill are on the same diet or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, like, they're good. Like, we don't even really need them in the new ones, I feel like. But
it's nice to have, though.
I mean,
they at least have that structure.
Yeah, but you don't, who knows what they're going to do.
Yeah. Speaking of which, who knows what they're going to do? Michael B. Jordan. I think he's probably been mentioned on a podcast.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Him and David Oyelowo have read for Star Wars Episode 7.
I'm convinced Michael B. Jordan's going to be in...
Everything.
In everything. He's just going to be... He's going to be in the Fantastic Four. He's going to be in a Marvel movie. And he's going to be in the Star Wars movie.
He's also going to be Mickey Mouse.
All at the same time. Exactly. He's going to be the new Samuel L. Jackson, where he's just everywhere.
He already got Fruitvale Station out of the way. He can have some fun.
Exactly. Do some cool stuff.
Yeah. But it's cool that they're having African-American actors. Or they're not Americans, are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they
Americans.
What? Michael B. Jordan's American.
Okay.
Unless he's Canadian, which I
don't know.
Hope he's not Canadian.
It's cool that they're...
Yeah,
they
you
kept
need to
up
get
the
more...
one black person in all the Star Wars movies.
You need to get more. Yeah, they've gone to that format. We got Samuel L. Jackson, the one black person.
We got Lando Calrissian,
exactly.
One black person.
It's like they're going with the one black person.
I think
there's
a random black person on Tatooine. I remember having pointed him out. I'm like, Lando's not alone in the universe.
Oh yeah, no, they're there. Like when
they
say there's only one female in like the Republic, there's like other ones.
Yeah, there's other ones out there. I mean, some of those aliens you can't really tell.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know? You don't know Admiral Akbar, what he's doing?
Yeah.
What he's doing down there?
Maybe he's... Maybe
he's
like
a
fish-looking
like creature.
Maybe
dude.
He self-reproduces. He's just like...
Yeah, we don't know. Do you guys know the history of this? I mean, I'm sure Wikipedia knows, but...
Yeah, Wikipedia probably knows everything.
That's true.
That's probably more reliable than Wikipedia.
Well, what's going to happen with the conflicted universe when the new movies come out? And there's going to be like a split off Wikipedia?
Yeah, there's like different universes in Wikipedia.
Oh, is there?
So... Nice try,
okay.
Michael.
All right.
So also...
It must be so convoluted in Wikipedia. I can make up my own thing and it could be right then.
Yeah.
Be like, have my own
universe. As long as you have proof behind it, you have to write a Star Wars book first.
I have to prove... What? No, I'm just making my own Star Wars.
Nope.
Be like, this is my universe.
So according to... Oh, also Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse? She also read. That's a woman. I love how she has like the weirdest name. Let me pull up a picture of her.
I heard there's a chick from Hannah who read for Star Wars. Maybe that was for something else.
Maybe it's the same person.
Maybe that is her. That is a chick from Hannah, right? No? Yes? I don't remember what. I don't know.
Let's
see what movie she did.
Hannah. Yeah.
Okay. That's the same thing I heard.
And The Lovely Bones, and Atonement, and The Way Back. Not to be confused with The Way, Way Back. Which is way different. Way, way different.
Yeah, so we're getting all these... They're trying. Slowly we'll get some news about someone being casted.
Yeah, so we do know that they read. So that's something.
Yeah, they're actually doing stuff on this movie. I hear J.J. Abrams like make a comment every 5 seconds for some reason.
Yeah, like
saying like the same thing pretty much. He's like, I'm trying to make it like the old ones, but that's he says that every week. Why is it reported like, oh, he said a new thing?
I heard that they were looking for locations a long time ago, and then they decided on London because they're like, oh, this is where all the old ones were filmed. And then, but they are going to film some stuff in Santa Monica at Bad Robot Productions. So yeah, that's exciting. So close to home, they're gonna film some Star Wars.
Filming like in a studio or something.
Yeah, it's in a studio, but it's in Santa Monica. So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, you're not gonna film at all. I mean,
it's that time of the pod again.
Yes, it is.
This week in movies in the past, a lot of good movies this year.
Good list.
This time. Yeah. But some of them were limited release, so don't get mad at me when they're like, hey, that movie, I doubt you would know. Anyways, Amadeus. Amadeus. Yeah, that movie came out. And
so many times in school.
Yeah, if you ever took a music class in school, you probably saw this movie like a billion times, and you saw that weird laugh. That weird, weird laugh.
You got the Salieri, you got the old Salieri.
Yeah, Hellraiser. Also came out, and that was Amadeus came out in 1984. Hellraiser came out in 1987. Goodfellas came out in 1990.
Goodfellas.
Shawshank Redemption had a limited release in 1994. I didn't know this movie had a limited release. It
really?
Came out in like 15 theaters.
Really?
This weekend in the past.
Because it's like everywhere now.
Yeah, now it's like one of the greatest movies ever made. Seven came out this weekend. Showgirls. And Empire Records, they all came out this year in 1995. Not a bad, that's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Rush Hour.
I love Rush Hour.
How can you not? That movie's classic.
Like, that's got to be the first team up of, like, a black dude and an Asian dude in, like...
Probably.
That's going to be, like, the first buddy cop movie
Buddy cop movie. Okay. I was going to say that scene between... oh, my God. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bruce Lee.
Oh, no, I'm not saying first scene ever.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, first, like... Team
up.
They're the two main leading guys. Like, I think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
The banter back and forth works so well.
American Beauty came out in 1999. Spirited Away came out in 2002. One of my favorite movies of all time, Secondhand Lions, came out in 2003. Have you ever seen that movie?
I never saw that movie.
Haley Joel Osment, Michael Caine, and Robert Duvall.
Yeah, I never actually saw it.
It's a great movie. It's a nice, heartwarming movie. I bet you probably did terribly on Rotten Tomatoes, but those are my favorites. Fearless came out in 2006 with Jet Li.
Oh, yeah.
Easy A, The Town, and Devil came out in 2010. Another good weekend. Pretty Devil good was like a weirder movie. That was another movie where the producer got more credit than the actual director. Mm-hmm. And that was...
a lot of movies like that.
M. Night Shyamalan produced it, and like no-name people directed it. Even... one movie people don't realize that the producer gets more credit than the director is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim Burton did not direct that movie. He just produced it.
He gets, like, all the credit.
He gets all the credit for that one. Moneyball came out in 2011.
Love Moneyball so much.
And End of Watch and Perks of Being a Wallflower came out this week in the past in 2012. Now, I changed the next segment because last week I called it This Week in Movies in the Present. I change it to This Week in Movies in the Now.
That works.
Yeah. So theaters, Battles of the Year with Chris Brown. Don't watch that movie. Have some self-respect.
Yeah, don't
Chris
do that.
Brown beat... he beat Rihanna. Never forget that.
Yeah, but she says it's okay, right? So that makes it okay?
No, that's not okay
no,
either.
No? Okay. Just making sure.
Don't go watch that movie. Have some self-respect. Go watch You Got Served instead. I'm pretty sure you could probably find it on the ground for free outside of a Redbox.
Yeah, I feel like You Got Served is, like, I just see it everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, around. Like,
that
for
movie's
some
way
reason,
better.
For some reason.
I think it's on TV. It's been playing
on TV
lately.
Yeah, I think
it's
on TV all over the place.
And Prisoners. Those movies come out in theaters. I know I hope someone sends me something like, oh, Battle of the Year is going to be awesome. yeah. You're wrong.
Yeah, I feel like I've been seeing Prisoners everywhere, so I feel like it's not going to be a good movie.
No, I heard it's not that good.
I keep seeing Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal everywhere. So I'm like,
and Terrence Howard.
This can't be good.
No.
Because they're promoting it way too much.
I don't get that movie anyways.
Yeah.
Like, and there's that one guy in there that he's like plays the kid.
Yeah, I hate when they have all these good actors, but it's not a good movie. That happens a lot.
Cause... Like, if it was a better movie, they would have released it a few weeks earlier, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, and, like, we would have... You don't just start hearing about it now, and, like... You know when they're promoting it, they're desperate to get people to go see it.
Yeah, so on Video On Demand, those are theater releases. Prisoners and Battle of the Year. Video On Demand this week, Plus One comes out, and Jewtopia. I did not do any research on Jewtopia because I don't want to be on some list for, like, the Anti-Defamation League or something. That movie sounds very racist because it says Jewtopia.
Maybe it's just a paradise for Jews. The whole world is...
Why can't the whole world be a paradise planet, for everyone?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a whole Jew planet. That's it. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I've never heard
of
this.
I always thought utopian societies always have a dark side. That's like a part of the utopian society.
I don't think so. Isn't utopian society just a perfect society?
Yeah, but whenever they try to do a utopian society in any movie or video game or anything, it's always like a dark side of it.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Oh, they're killing like
twins.
But maybe
this is
just
a happy movie where nothing bad happens and there's no real story. It's just...
I'll look it up. I might as well just look it up right now.
That's true. Yeah, we should probably find out a little bit about this.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is in this movie. What?
Huh. What is it about?
It's an independent comedy film.
What is it about? It's a comedy, okay.
It's a film adaptation of one of the longest-running off-Broadway plays.
Wow, I don't watch plays, so that's why I want.
Nicolette Sheridan is in it as well. Ivan Sergei.
Do you have, like, a plot synopsis?
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm kind of really interested now.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to find a shorter one.
It's disappointing what I'm thinking in my head, so.
Here we go. Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe that has a good plot synopsis. Because I was looking at Wikipedia, and that was like a really long one.
I bet the title has nothing to do with what it's about.
Christian O'Connell, played by Ivan Sergei, has met the girl of his dreams in Allison Marks, played by Jennifer Love Hewitt. Unfortunately, Christian told Allison, who happens to be a rabbi's daughter, that his name was Avi Rosenberg, and that he was Jewish, neither of which are true.
Ah,
desperate to keep up the illusion, he turns to his childhood best friend, Adam Lipschitz, to teach him how to quote-unquote act Jewish. But Adam has a problem of his own with a fiance pushing him closer to mental breakdown as their wedding approaches. With the best intentions, Adam and Christian attempt to help each other out, but things quickly get complicated and hilariously off the rails in this outrageous all-star comedy from the creators of the original hit international play seen by millions. According to Rotten Tomatoes, all the reviews on this page from critics is negative.
It sounds hilarious, though. A guy pretending to be a Jew? Hilarious.
Instead of this movie, like I did for Battle of the Year, instead of this movie, go watch Keeping the Faith. Because that movie was hilarious.
That movie's good, too.
Ed Norton, Ben Stiller, and I forgot who the girl was.
She's in something else. I don't know who the girl is.
Let's see.
But yeah, that was a good movie. That was a weird movie. I just happened to... It was, like, on Comedy Central one day. I was like, wait, Ben Stiller
and
Ed
Bancroft.
Norton.
Or Jenna Elfman. Which one was it?
Jenna Elfman.
Yeah, go watch that movie instead. Plus One, that movie just sounds terrible. I think it's about, like, Facebook or, I don't know, some weird party horror movie. Now let's talk about some release dates. Some release dates got changed. I think you're going to notice in our future shows that there's going to be a lot of segments. So here's our release date segment. Transformers 4 got changed to June 27th, 2014. And Terminator...
Wait, so they move it up?
Like, yeah, I think they moved that one up. But Terminator... got moved to July 1st, 2015, which is now against Independence Day 2.
Sounds like a bad idea to me. I love both those movies, but why would you put them both out?
Again, which one would you rather choose?
Well, then again,
though?
Wait, it's 2015, so...
That's yeah, 2015 is like
you
a
don't want to go against
movie.
Again, like, Avengers or Star Wars or Batman or something.
Yeah, like,
so
I feel like
that's a better idea.
I feel like one of those movies is going to keep number one in theaters. Like, Avengers will just keep number one.
What do I want to see more?
I'd rather see Independence Day, I think. Never mind. Terminator. I was thinking Transformers 4 versus Independence Day.
Oh,
that's an easy one.
That's not even a competition.
But I'd rather see Terminator.
I don't know. I need a story first. I don't know anything about either.
Yeah.
What am I getting Will Smith or not? That's a big question, too.
I think so.
That's hard. Yeah, I think too early to tell for me.
Because isn't The Rock supposed to be in Terminator?
Gut, I'm going with Terminator right now, but that's just
a
gut check.
If it's a reboot, I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's just a gut check. I don't know.
So some other release date news. Pixar is not releasing a movie in 2014. Good Dinosaur got shifted to 2015 release, and Finding Dory got shifted to a 2016 release.
Well, it sounds like that director thing with Good Dinosaur is just pushing everything back. Yeah. That's what it seems like. Like, that news just came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we covered it on here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so obviously they're just pushing everything.
Yeah. So, no. But
no 2014 Pixar? That's
crazy.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Might as well make a sequel to something. Yeah. It's too late now. I don't want them to make something terrible.
Yeah, it's going
to
be rushed.
It's not worth making something rush. So I'm glad they're pushing it back and not...
Oh, and then also Rush has a limited release in the United States this week, so there you go. I think it's open in 4 theaters, so if you live in one of those, look it up if you're interested. In my opinion, that movie looks awesome. I'm going to talk about it more next week, though. Kelsey Grammer... We're done with the release dates now, I think, just so you know. Kelsey Grammer is going to be on Expendables 3. How does that make you feel, Michael? Frasier.
I mean, I can see him doing a bad guy voice, but not, like, bad guy actions.
He's not a bad guy.
Oh, shoot. You totally threw me off. I like Kelsey Grammer as a bad guy.
Yeah, I think Kelsey Grammer fits as a bad guy. When I first read the headline, I was like, he's a bad guy, right?
And then, he's got that deep voice, like...
Yeah, he's kind of twisted. He seems like he could do some crazy stuff.
He's not a bad guy. Whoa.
He's a former mercenary that's going to help out the Expendables.
Okay, I don't see this.
He's
going
to come back and help. Pretty much...
He was the Beast in X-Men Last Stand.
Yes.
He was the Beast.
So
I don't remember him doing any fighting. Man, I don't remember that.
No, I think he was just like in the White House. He was in the Oval Office.
He was just like chilling. And I was like, I need to see Beast fighting.
And speaking of the Expendables, here's a rumor that was already denied. Arnold Schwarzenegger is supposed to be the bad guy in Avatar 2. That rumor got denied right away. They're like, no, it's not going to happen. But
why?
Weirder rumors have been denied.
Like, that seems like the perfect thing. He did his best work with James Cameron.
Yeah.
Like,
why not come back?
Like, James Cameron knows how to use Arnold Schwarzenegger. He made him the Terminator, and he doesn't have to say many words.
Yeah.
That's the perfect role for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't talk. You're
and
good.
He, like, smokes a lot of cigars. He could just smoke a cigar as a bad guy.
Exactly.
He looks like a bad guy.
But the thing is, like, I heard it was for, like, a general. Isn't it kind of going the same route they did
as
before?
The first one?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, kind of.
Seems strange to me.
No.
Is there any story? Like,
I'm really hoping the Avatar 2 fails.
But they're already making 2, 3, and 4. So
yeah, I hope they all fail.
Even if
I hope 2 bombs so bad that they're like they have to just scrap 3 and 4, and then it'll be a thing.
I
of
like
Legends,
Avatar,
where
like
people will be like, "Oh, I have like an Avatar 3 bootleg," because like no one's ever seen
it. Yeah.
Or
aren't they filming them at the same time? Or something?
Yeah, but hopefully, if one bombs so bad, like one just totally tanks.
I like
theaters.
Avatar.
But what does it have to bring to the table this time?
I don't know what it's gonna do, but I like Avatar.
Everyone I've talked to was just like, "Oh yeah, 3D was really cool," but then the story was like all right.
That's true. But I still like that you can do something with it somehow.
The Pandora.
I don't know what.
If I could just walk around Pandora, that'd make me happier.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's show us more of it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
It made too much money for them not to make more, but I feel like you don't need more. I don't know.
Machete Kills, Red Band trailer got released this week. I'm excited for that movie. The first one was amazing. I saw it in theaters. Second one, I'm even more excited. There's like all these people in it.
I don't know. It just seems too much of a hodgepodge to me.
And too many people in it?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I didn't see the first one, so I don't know.
Any movie where you can cast Carlos Estevez, where you can name him
Carlos Estevez,
and you cast him as the president, is A-okay with me.
He was a lot in the trailer I saw recently.
Yeah.
He was a big part in that trailer.
So, yeah, that's happening. Lucas Black, which might sound familiar to you. It's if you're a Fast and Furious fan, he was in Tokyo Drift. He was a main guy. He's going to be back.
Quarterback in Friday Night Lights, the movie, not the show.
Yes. He's going to be back in Furious 7, 8, and 9.
Problem I heard with 7, 8, 9, why so many?
Yeah.
That's too many. I thought.
Oh wait, I think I misread it. It's Furious 789. They're just gonna keep on running this franchise.
The old man, I can still race better than you.
They're like in wheelchairs. They're in like the automated carts.
Exactly. The race. It's like it's shorter than a quarter mile this time.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I don't know how they're gonna. Are they gonna end at 10? Maybe. I can't think of franchises that last this long except
this is
for.
Crazy.
Friday the 13th, that one got up to Jason X, took place in space, and I think that killed the franchise. Then they rebooted the franchise after that.
But I do like the idea of bringing him back, because I thought Tokyo Drift was cool.
I like Tokyo Drift a lot, and a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah, a lot of people hate on Tokyo Drift.
In my opinion, that's like my favorite out of the first three. It was different. And I mean, it's not like they're saying, like, let's bring back Lil Bow Wow. And they're like, let's bring back Lucas Black. He was a cool guy.
Exactly.
Didn't talk much. He had an awesome car.
And that's like in the future. I don't know the timeline exactly. Yeah. It's in the future of one of these. So, like, because Vin Diesel races them
Tokyo,
at the end.
I think Tokyo Drift.
This is right. Seven's after Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Six was before Tokyo Drift.
Yes.
Okay.
In my head.
Yeah. That's close to, because I haven't seen Six yet.
Me neither.
But. Like, because I usually keep up with these because I like them.
Maybe it's Fast 7. Oh, Furious 7?
I think it's Fast 7.
Is it Fast 7?
Well, it's Fast 6. I don't know. If it, maybe it's Furious 7.
They're just going to change it to Fast. Yeah,
Furious
Fast
9.
Yeah.
And they like, throw us off already. Yeah. So who knows what they're doing.
So,
That makes sense. I mean, I don't know why. What else? He's not doing anything.
I mean, yeah, so, seriously.
He's like all those guys, I feel like, aren't doing anything.
I mean, maybe you want to cast one of us into Furious 10,
exactly.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, like a long-term contract.
Yeah, we'll do Fast 20. I'm up
for it. I mean, I can be like a pizza delivery guy, and then I'm just like a race. I'll race you to deliver my pizza on time. It's like a moving target.
Exactly.
Who knows?
By that one, they're going to have to come up with crazy ideas like that.
Yeah.
To have more content.
And then they're like, oh, this guy's a racer.
Exactly. It's like,
anything's possible.
Who knows?
Yeah. I have like a struggling pizza business.
Exactly.
And my only call to fame is that I deliver pizza to you in a very expensive car.
I can't imagine. They're going to get all these guys to come back for like through a ninth movie? I feel like Vin Diesel is going to be working too much Marvel stuff at this point. All the rumors.
I know. He's going to have to leave the franchise again.
He talks about it all the time and not saying anything.
I don't know. That's going to be weird.
It's like, who knows? But those guys, none of them are doing anything.
No. So, a new movie's coming out called Fury. And
Fury?
No. Oh. If you remember what we talked about a few weeks ago, it was the movie with... It was pretty much Ocean's 11 and World War II. This is the other side. It's Brad Pitt. And he's a crew... It's a crew of Americans in Nazi Germany towards the end of World War II embark on a brave mission. And it's directed by David Ayer.
Wait, this isn't the movie we were talking about?
No.
Oh. Oh, shoot. Is it? Wow. So it's not that George Clooney movie with Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Why are they both making Nazi movies?
In World War II movies, I know, right? So this is Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf and Michael Pena, Scott Eastwood. Those are all the names that stick out to me. So yeah, take place in World War II. That's coming out soon. Coming out eventually. September.
Everything in comparison to 2015 makes 2014 look like big disappointment.
November 2014.
Our big movie in 2014 is like Transformers is one of the bigger movies.
Yeah, which is
so
shocking.
Terrible.
So, that comes out in November 2014. Disney had some announcements. Into the Woods is coming out. It's based on the musical. And it's like an animated movie. The computer animated, because they don't make any classic animated shows, movies anymore. That comes out in 2014. Chris Pine, Anna Kendrick, Johnny Depp, Emily Blunt.
So many people.
A witch conspires to teach important lessons to various characters of popular children's stories, including Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Rapunzel. So, Chris Pine plays Cinderella's prince. Anna Kendrick plays Cinderella. Johnny Depp plays the wolf. Emily Blunt plays the baker's wife. Meryl Streep plays the witch. I don't know any of these other people.
This is animated?
Yeah, it's all animated.
Yeah.
Big cast. Cool.
We got these, like, fairy tales. We just, like... Because there's a whole era where they're going, like, dark fairy tales.
It seems like...
I think that's over.
It seems like even darker Shrek. That's what this movie seems like to me in my head.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Because, like, the merging of the fairy tales.
Are they merging them? Or they...
Well, yeah, it's like she's teaching a lesson to all these people. Like Cinderella, Rapunzel.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like the show, the Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm glad they're not going, because there was a stretch of years where they're just going dark, like when they did like Hansel and Gretel, they're going all dark, and Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, but those aren't like Disney movies.
No, I know, but like just the fairy tale like dark thing fairy tales. In general.
Oh, I'd like, love to see a like dark Little Mermaid.
That'd be crazy.
Do you know the real Little Mermaid story? Ursula splits her tail into two legs, and every step she takes kills Ariel slightly, and then like,
oh my gosh,
she has to haunt the earth looking for spirits to help and stuff. Isn't that dark?
Oh wow,
she like dies.
Yeah, I know they're all based in dark stuff, but
like, yeah, the Grimm brothers or Brothers Grimm, yeah, like, crazy.
I just don't find any of those darker tales like entertaining. Like,
they're not supposed to be entertaining. They're supposed to teach you stuff. They're
I know.
Supposed to teach you,
but I
want to
be entertained.
Live with what you want. It's such a German freaking moral.
You must live. You must. What
you are given. Do not try to change. Oh man. So yeah, that's coming out. Toy Story of Terror. It's an animated special. It's coming on ABC on October 16th.
How long is the special?
I don't know. It seems like it's an hour long.
Hour. Hmm.
But then I don't know if this is supposed to be a short. So
I'm assuming it's like a short, right? It's gonna be
like
half
these are the
hour.
People behind like the Partysaurus Rex and the Hawaii one. I don't remember what the name was called. Let's see. From what I read, they released a teaser for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a special. A 30-minute
okay,
special.
That's what I figured. Because yeah, like an hour is more like a movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited for that. I'm a big fan of all like the Pixar shorts and all the specials and everything they have. So, well, no specials yet, but I'm assuming this is going to be okay.
Yeah. I can't imagine it's going to be bad.
So we spoke about Escape from Tomorrow, I think last week or the week before. That's the movie where the guy, they all got annual passes. They snuck into Disneyland every day or Disney World to film this movie about this guy going crazy at Disneyland or Disney World. But it's like he released this movie independently and then everyone's just like, oh, Disney's going to shut it down. Disney's going to shut it down. And Disney hasn't done that yet. It's going to get a wide release in October.
Well, I heard they tried. They tried to shut it down.
Did you?
A little bit. That's what I heard.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
No.
I heard they tried to go like a little bit or something. I don't know.
Hmm. But then apparently,
I feel like if they really wanted to shut it down, they could.
Yeah, but
like they have
apparently
the power.
I read this person's like thoughts on this, and they said Disney didn't want to shut it down because it would bring more attention to this movie if they did try to shut it down. Like people would get it through
true.
Like back
channels.
Yeah,
I feel like
stuff.
It's there's not been that much attention to this.
Right? Yeah, so like the amount of people Disney thinks the amount of people who are going to watch this movie now is going to be much smaller than if
that's
they
true.
Tried to shut it down.
That's
more people
true.
Will go watch it.
That's probably true.
I'm going to go watch this movie because it seems awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's because you're not able to market this because they don't have money behind it.
Yeah.
So that makes sense on Disney's part.
Because apparently there's like a prostitute princess in this movie where one of the princesses is a prostitute.
Yeah.
And they blow up Epcot Center and like they ride Small World and they can't like directly call it stuff, but they say stuff like that.
Yeah. That seems pretty cool.
And the way they filmed it is really cool. Like they filmed it with like people reading the script off the iPhone and stuff like that. So like they wouldn't know. It's like secretive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. And then the last bit of Disney news we have is Jerry Bruckheimer is done at Disney. Pretty much. That's a fact. There's a lot of things that people say this is due to, mainly because Disney acquired Marvel and LucasArts, or Lucasfilm.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we don't need him anymore.
Well, he needs to go back to TV. That's his bread and butter.
He's not going to do that, but
what's he going to do? More movie stuff?
Yeah, he wants to make Beverly Hills Cop 4, and he's still developing Bad Boys 3 and Top Gun 2 for Paramount, which we talked about. I think we talked about that last week. And the Disney, or people think Disney did this because he has like a crazy high budget on Pirates of the Caribbean 5 and National Treasure 3. I'm a big fan of the National Treasure franchise, but like you don't need a huge budget on those movies.
I agree. It's more about the story that's more interesting than like,
It could be anyone, literally. Literally, you could replace Nicolas Cage with anyone, in my opinion, and that movie would have been just as great. But people also cite the fact that Lone Ranger, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, and G-Force all failed, and those are all his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't remember G-Force, that was a hamster spy movie.
They promoted that, like, it was everywhere.
Yeah, even at Disneyland, they promoted it along. I think
these hamsters in my face. I'm like, where's... Why
literally,
do
you
I,
got pelted with hamsters
yeah,
in your face.
Yeah, why do I want to see this? I don't... Like, the ideas that come
I think
up
we got,
sometime.
Like... Didn't we get some Angels hats? Like, they're promoting...
G-Force, sponsored by G... Oh.
Yeah. The one thing he did do really well at Disney was he... had the success of the Pirates of the Caribbean and National Treasure franchise, but now Disney's afraid of giving him money after the Lone Ranger, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Prince of Persia, and G-Force failed.
They wanted him. Gold on two out of, like, just the list you have up there. Like,
yeah.
Two out of six.
Also, what people don't remember is Disney owns Touchstone, and his success at Touchstone included Armageddon, Enemy of State, Pearl Harbor, and Con Air. So he made a lot of money for Disney. But with his recent failure, like, you know, sometimes you got to kill a horse with a broken leg? Like, you got to kill a lame horse.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to take Jerry Bruckheimer to the back of the barn and shoot him in the face with a shotgun. Oh. Not literally him, but the horse you named after him, after all the money you made. You bought that racehorse that named Bruckheimer.
The Lone Ranger horse, man.
Yeah, that Lone Ranger horse. And you find that white horse.
They're just lucky they didn't throw
Silver.
They're lucky they didn't throw Lone Ranger and, like, make three at once already or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's the downside of filming everything at once. What if you did that with the movie?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I hope Avatar 2 fails, and then they have to just scrap 3 and 4.
That's true.
So, yeah, he still wants to develop. Another reason he didn't renew his contract is because he wants to develop Beverly Hills Cop 4, Bad Boys 3, and Top Gun 2. That's assuming they would let him renew his contract.
Look. Why are you making a sequel to everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's all movies are going to come out. Speaking of sequels, Insidious 2, or Insidious 3, after Insidious 2 did get killed in the box office after Friday the 13th. It was number one last weekend. So they're going to make Insidious 3. I forgot who's in it, but yeah. And apparently Jack Black is going to be in a new movie coming out. And
about this.
Goosebumps. R.L. Stine's Goosebumps. If you're a kid from the 90s, you know Goosebumps. You know the books. You know the TV shows. You know the movies, the short movies. You know they had, what else did they have? Goosebumps. They had those books where, like, the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite.
Because
you didn't actually have to read the whole book. You'd only have to read, like, 5 pages if you're really bad at it. Or you'd have to read, like, 50 pages if you're really good at it. And it was different every time you read it if you chose different things. So yeah, that movie's coming to us from the Gulliver's Travels team. And they're the ones who made Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black.
Are they?
Yeah. So one last bit of movie news, which I found really cool. J.K. Rowling's contract says they are not allowed to rewrite the screenplay for her new movie.
Sweet. You can't ruin it.
Yeah, they can't change it at all, really. So she gets master control over that thing, which is awesome to me.
That's pretty cool. That rarely happens.
Yeah, that never happens. Like, the amount of movies that go in for rewrites is crazy. Did you watch any movies this week, Michael?
I did not, actually, that I can think of. I rewatched Argo.
How do you like it?
I liked it a lot. It's like, sweet.
Do you think he's better?
It's going to be Batman.
Yeah, you think he's better suited as Batman?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to see Batman and Lex Luthor in a movie.
Batman. Yeah. I was like, this could be Batman Lex Luthor, because he gets angry in that too, in Argo.
Bryan Cranston,
yeah. Huh. So I was like, sweet, he's angry.
Nice. I watched a few movies that I've seen before this week, so I'll just talk about this movie I saw this week for the first time, and it's called Hellbound. It's a documentary on Netflix dealing with the theory of hell with different religions and stuff, and it was pretty interesting. He interviewed some people from the Westboro Baptist Church, the Phelps, he interviewed them. And he interviewed, like, a bunch of different church leaders and stuff. And I don't know. It just made the Phelps seem even crazier. Because he's like, how much of the population do you think is going to hell? And they're like, 99.99999997. And I was like, that's a weird number.
He did some math, and he was like, that's just me and my friends.
Me and my family. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was weird. I'm, like, into weird aspects of religion. And I think people always talk about heaven, and so it was nice to look at hell. But yeah, like, it was kind of boring. And I mean, you can check it out. It's on Netflix. It's not my Netflix recommendation, though. So I guess that tells you how much I thought of it. Let's move on to some TV news. So if you're like anyone else in the world, you've been watching Breaking Bad.
I think everyone at this point. I feel like when I caught up, that was everybody caught up.
Yeah. Or you're the last one to catch up.
I think I was the last one. That's why. That's why I think when I got there, no one else got there. They're not going to get there until a couple years down the road.
Okay, so I think this is a spoiler-free, right? Could you say, yeah, spoiler-free?
Yeah, spoiler-free. Yeah,
pretty much, except for this one part. We'll talk about that a little bit. So my mom's watching Breaking Bad. I actually came home from work early. I opened the door. My mom's watching Breaking Bad. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. We watched it. She watched 4 episodes last night. She's in season 2 right now. And I was watching it with her last night, and in episode 7, it's the episode where Walt shaves his head right after, like, chemo, some hair is falling out, and he shaves his head. He walks into the RV where Jesse's sleeping, and Jesse's like, "You look like Lex Luthor." That's a quote. He says, I quote, "You look like Lex Luthor," or something. And I was like, destiny.
That would be so awesome.
So, yeah.
If he actually gets to be Lex Luthor.
Now, I don't think Vince Gilligan is in cahoots with Zachary Snyder.
I think what more likely happened was DC, they don't really think that much. So they're like, I just watched Breaking Bad. And he said, you look like Lex Luthor. There's my thought process. I'm done. Lex Luthor.
Now,
that's my feeling.
Now that you say that, that isn't completely off, because there's that story where Kevin Smith wrote the Superman movie, and he says he got cast because he made a joke about a kryptonite condom in Mallrats, and someone, they hired him based off that. They're like, oh, you know about comic books. You made that joke. Now you have to write Superman.
That's what I'm saying. They don't.
Now, that movie never got made, but yeah.
They're not using much thought. They're like, wait, you know something. I know this a little bit. In the world I live in, no one knows about this stuff.
Yeah.
So you must be a genius. So they hear one thing and they're going to go right on it.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting. When I saw it, I was like, I have to write this down. Like, I have to add this to the notes. So yeah. Pretty cool. Later on, Jesse Pinkman gets referred to as Captain America, and I don't think he's ever going to beat Chris Evans
Jesse
for that
Pinkman,
role.
Jesse Pinkman, Captain America.
Like, I don't think Aaron Paul.
Captain America, bitch.
Yeah, I don't think Aaron Paul's ever going to be Captain America.
I think we're ready for that Captain America.
Vibranium, bitch. Like, that's never going to happen. But the Lex Luthor thing is probably more likely.
I hope so. So we're talking about Breaking Bad this week, and this random thought came to my head, and I was like, Breaking Bad totally relates to the cartoon Pinky and the Brain.
Where Jesse Pinkman is Pinky.
Jesse Pinkman, Pinky. Pinkman, Pinky. And then the Brain. Walter White's like a genius. So it's Pinky and the Brain. And they're trying to take over the meth world. They're just trying to take over the world. And like, Pinkman's kind of, I guess, insane because
he's kind of goofy and stuff.
He's goofy and
he says weird stuff.
And he's like the comical element of that team.
Yeah.
So it was like, I can't believe I can't be the only one to think of this. It has to have come up everywhere else, but I haven't heard much about it, which is weird to me.
No, I think I'm going to try to design some shirts that have Pinky and the Brain in hazmat suits with the gas masks on top
of
their
head.
That's got to be an awesome T-shirt. I'm going to submit that to T-Fury.
Because, I can't, I wouldn't be surprised if Vince Gilligan, because he put all these tie-ins that I don't even know about.
Yeah, I was watching.
I didn't even think about until I hear some interviews.
I was watching this episode review of last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Ozymandias.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a scene where you see his pants on the ground. From,
pants
like, the beginning.
The ground?
Oh, no, I'm talking about from, American Idol. From season, from episode, from the pilot.
Yeah.
Remember when the pants fly off of the RV?
Yeah.
Those pants are on the ground in the desert.
Wait, they're still there?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Did not know this. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then there's some other stuff where you might peek into the future of what might happen to Walter White. A lot of people have been posting that image on the internet. So if you want to look that up, you can just look up Ozymandias preview or something. I don't know what you look up. But when I was watching the newest episode, I thought about you, Michael. And I was like...
Yeah.
Walter White is clearly going to go after some enemies, maybe.
Well, he has to be. We already seen, I don't want to spoil anything. Spoiler-free, we said.
Spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free.
So, I guess.
He always has enemies when you're a meth dealer.
You got the world's your enemy.
You got enemies.
Anyways, I guess we won't talk about that. But George R.R. Martin had some thoughts about after watching last week's episode. I think this is so cool. This guy just turned 65 today, so happy birthday to George R.R. Martin. I promise I'll start watching your show soon if you ever listen to this, which would be shocking. But maybe he watches Breaking Bad. I mean, I'm pretty sure we have like 11 million listeners for every episode, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Breaking Bad, they hear Breaking Bad. I can't get enough of Breaking Bad related topics.
Yeah, they're like Pizza of Destiny. Destiny Pizzas. Exactly. Perfect.
Breaking Bad. Boom.
That's not why we named ourselves Destiny Pizzas. No. You can go back to episode 3. I think it's the first episode with Brian. And we talk about the origin story of Destiny Pizzas. Anyways, he's like, George R. R. Martin was saying in an interview, no one in Westeros is as evil as Walter White. And that really bothers me. So he's going to, for his next book, he's going to come up with a character that's kind of based off Walter White and that's more evil than Walter White. That is awesome. For something that exists now and is like old school, and then he sees something that's like culturally relevant and bases his book, like a character in his book off of that, is amazing to me. Like when I see Game of Thrones, I assume when I first heard about it, I assumed this guy was like alive when J.R.R. Tolkien was alive.
Mm.
I did not know this book was like new and stuff, and people are reading it now.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Well, that's crazy. Well, Walter White's pretty damn evil.
Yeah.
I feel like if he became Lex Luthor, that's like a step back in evilness, yeah. Almost. Even though like he's just got the fun, like Lex Luthor got the funds, but I feel like Walter White's way eviler than Lex Luthor is.
Yeah, like I don't know. I just want to see it so bad. I just want to see how evil this guy can be in Game of Thrones.
It's hard to go darker than Walter White, man.
Oh, man, I'm too late to this. Someone invented this. J.P. Wynn High School Science Fair, and it's Walter White and Jesse Pinkman as Pinky and the Brain.
Not cool. Yeah.
And then there's another one.
Someone probably saw that the first episode. They're like, wait a second. He's
there's
smart,
one that says
and
Pinkman and the Brain. And it's Pinkman and the Brain.
Yeah.
And then there's this one that's Pinkman and the Heisen Brain.
I'm just surprised I haven't really heard about it. Like, that seems like a common thing people would say.
Well, this one's really cool. It says PI and BR.
Hmm.
There's a lot of good ones. Oh, man, I guess I'm not going to have to make these t-shirts. None of them are in the hazmat suits, though, so.
What was that first? The first one was.
Oh, yeah, but that one, they are like humans that are look like Pinky and the Brain.
That's true.
This Pinkman and the Heisen Brain are awesome. Yeah, so that's really cool. Ozymandias scores 10 out of 10 on IMDb. A perfect score. The last episode that we saw so far. And it's also the most watched episode of the show. Had the highest viewership.
Yeah, it gets crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The craziest thing about that show is that a lot of those people also pirate. It's like one of the most pirated shows.
Oh, yeah.
On the internet. So, like, even if it's the most
watched
episode.
A lot of people don't get AMC.
Yeah.
Still.
So even if it's the most watched episode of the show, it doesn't mean it's like, it could be like even higher. They don't even know how many people watch the show. And there's like viewing parties and stuff. I'm tempted to make, I want to make blue rock candy for the season finale. Mm-hmm. Or series finale. So I just have
to. Are we going to make it official? We're going to do a Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah,
Breaking
we're gonna
Bad
do a
pod.
Breaking Bad bonus pod
after the whole thing's over.
After the series finale, hopefully that night. I want to do it that Sunday night. We'll do it after
instant
that
instant reaction.
Yeah, like an instant fresh in our brains thing. Hopefully, maybe we'll get some of our previous guests on.
Yeah,
I think Usher and Brian both watch the show, and then a lot of our previous guests watch the show. So hopefully. The last two episodes will be 75 minutes each with commercials.
What have they been this time?
Like 60 minutes each with commercials.
Okay.
I think 65, though, last two, they are like a little bit longer. And now these
so
new
probably
ones.
Probably be like an hour.
Like an hour without commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that's hopefully. That's so awesome. I'm excited for that. I'm really excited. Last two episodes of the series.
So close.
Yeah, it's almost done. And this last week, Goodwill in New Mexico. That's where the show runners, I guess, offloaded all their excess stock and everything, like all the costumes and stuff. People drove to the Albuquerque wow. Goodwill, and apparently when they announced that they were selling all the Breaking Bad stuff, it sold out in 2 hours.
Wow.
And some of, nothing, none of this was major. There just has to say like even DEA so. On it. There are plates from even the show.
So. He's like, I got Breaking Bad.
I think one of his shoes, a pair of shoes, sold for like $70. And I saw today that there's going to be an auction for some of the more major stuff, like Teal's bell and his blown up wheelchair. I can't remember what else. There's like some major stuff that's going on sale soon, mm-hmm. and that's going to be for auction.
Yeah, I'm sure they take all the valuable stuff and
yeah.
do charity on it and stuff.
Maybe his hat and sunglasses. That'd be an amazing thing to have. Some Mad Men news. The last season, we split it into two parts.
Pulling a Breaking Bad?
Yeah, the pulling a Breaking Bad. AMC learned. Now, this is actually really good news for Breaking Bad because the Emmy considerations will have already been in before the second half of the season for Mad Men. So that gives Breaking Bad a chance to get mm-hmm. more Emmys.
I don't think they need.
Yeah, they don't need it anymore.
They don't need the help either.
No.
They're going to get
I think
some
Mad
Emmys.
Men does really well, but not. I think Breaking Bad is going to clean up
this yeah.
with how popular it is and mm-hmm. how great it is right now. And then Walking Dead, there's going to be a spinoff of The Walking Dead.
This seems really cool to me. Because Walking Dead, is, like the whole universe, like you don't really learn anything. When you're watching Walking Dead, you don't learn anything about really what's going on.
Yeah.
It's more about the people.
Yeah, so this is supposed to take place in a different location,
yeah,
like different
so,
survivors
so that's
and everything.
Cool if like, you just give me a little bit more view of the world, maybe teach me a little bit stuff of what's going on, because you don't really know anything
yeah.
when you're watching Walking Dead, what's going on. But I am a little concerned just because I feel like it's, this answers my question, what's AMC doing after Breaking Bad and Mad Men go away? I guess they're doing spin-offs of everything.
Yeah, but, so there's a spin-off. Better Call Saul is going to be on yeah. soon, eventually.
Which I'm really interested to see these shows, but to live up to the originals of what they were is hard, like, impossible to do.
Yeah, and then also, I guess Kevin Smith is working on a pilot for a Hollywood Babylon-type show, if you guys listen to podcasts. I assume you do, because you're listening to this right now. if you listen to other podcasts, you should. If you're into entertainment news, you want it to be more funny. But also
come on, we're funny,
we're pretty funny. I try. Like, you can't always be on, right? So they're working on a show. It's him and Ralph Garman. If you listen to K-Rock, Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, it's Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith, and they're gonna have like a show on AMC. They have a podcast already that they film live on Fridays at like an improv, or they record and they put out on podcast form for free. So yeah, that's gonna be pretty exciting. Now, Michael, did you watch any new TV shows this week?
This week, just the same. Nothing that came out this week, no.
Okay, I watched some shows.
All the shows, I'm really excited for next week. That's when all the shows start coming out, I think.
Yeah, there's three new shows this week that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I watched New Girl, because I watch that show regularly. It was pretty funny this week, and I'm excited. It's good that it's back. I watched The Mindy Project with James Franco. He was on it now. That was kind of weird. I wasn't a big fan. Anders from Workaholics, he was on it for the last few episodes, and he was on it today.
Workaholics guys are everywhere.
Yeah, they're like killing right now.
They're just shown like all over my TV.
Yeah, and Adam Pyle from Happy Endings, and he was also in Iron Man 3. He's going to be a regular on the Mindy Project, which is weird because in Happy Endings, he played a gay guy, and then I found out he was straight, and I was like, what? This is amazing. And then I'm assuming... In my head, I assume Mindy Project, he's going to be a love interest for Mindy Kaling. So.
Oh, he's not in the show yet?
He's not in the show yet, but that news came out. And I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg. I was unimpressed with it. It
sounds like a great show. Like on the Comedy Central roast, they're already making fun of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're
for
making
being
fun
canceled.
Of it. They're like, oh yeah, it's going to be, it's a shame that that show's going to get canceled after three episodes. Yeah. And I mean, it was whatever. Like,
a funny cop show in theory, a funny cop show in practice seems strange.
But to be honest, I also didn't enjoy the movie The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Oh, that was a comedy cop thing.
I thought that movie was kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy Cop Out.
I'll cop out though. Cop out is really strange. Yeah, comedy cop. It's, well, I mean, Rush Hour. They do it perfectly.
Rush Hour is the only one that's like that, they really that good.
Like Beverly Hills Cop.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Turner and Hooch. Is that a comedy cop movie?
I guess there are a lot of comedy cop
Police Academy.
Think about it.
Just
but TV show version.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Doesn't translate well to the full TV show format.
Yeah, because week after week, like you can be in a funny situation and stuff, but week after week as a cop, I don't know.
Oh, and I also found out that if you think you're gonna watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I guess give the first episode a shot. But I found out IFC is airing Freaks and Geeks on it, so you can watch Freaks and Geeks instead.
That's a better watch.
And that's assuming you don't have Netflix. But if you do have Netflix, you can just watch Freaks and Geeks on Netflix. Now, some video game news. Start out with an RIP. RIP to Hiroshi Yamauchi. He was one of the guys at Nintendo. He's actually the guy who created... He changed Nintendo's format from being playing cards and simple games to video games. He's responsible for these characters. He's the one who hired Shigeru Miyamoto on to Nintendo and like allowed him to make Donkey Kong and eventually Mario and Zelda and all these games. This guy was responsible for pretty much Nintendo as we know it today, if not video games as we know it today. For those of you who don't know your Nintendo history, when Nintendo released the NES in the United States, there was a slump in arcade or in video games in the United States. Like no one would carry video games because the market just imploded on itself after like Intellivision and all these crappy consoles came out after the Atari. Pretty much all these ripoffs of the Atari came out. So Nintendo really changed that, and we wouldn't have video games in the United States if it wasn't for the NES, which directly came out of this guy. So it's sad. He was one of the richest people in the world. He owned the Seattle Mariners, because for those of you who don't know also, Nintendo owns the Seattle Mariners because there was a lot of people who were scared of the Japanese at the time when Japan's economy was going amazing and the U.S. economy was not doing so well. Americans were scared that the Japanese were going to invade us and take us over and stuff. So they bought a baseball team to show us how American they were.
Yeah, not many people know that, actually.
No, yeah.
That Nintendo owns the Mariners.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's really sad. I'm sure Nintendo's doing fine, but, like...
Yeah.
It's not like Steve Jobs lost, but he built, like, a...
He built video games, like...
Yeah, like, we wouldn't have... Think about all the stuff we wouldn't have.
Yeah,
Mario.
At home, we're not getting, like, PlayStation without... Like
no,
Nintendo,
we wouldn't get Xbox, we wouldn't get PlayStation, we wouldn't get, I mean, I guess we'd get Sega Master System, I think that came out around the same time, but even then, stores wouldn't carry video games, like, they had to fool toy stores, that's why the Nintendo Rob, for those of you who know, the robot is in Super Smash Bros. Melee, right? Is that the second one?
Robot?
It's like a little robot thing. It was a robot pretty much people bought, and it came with an NES, and this robot would put the game into the console. Or, like,
yeah,
that's the whole purpose of this robot.
That's all he does.
And they've tried to fool toy stores into thinking that, like, oh, we're selling a robot that just happens to come with a game system. And people were like, no, you're selling us a game system. Like, so, yeah. Crazy loss. He died of pneumonia, and he was, like, 80-something years old, though. But, GTA 5 came out this week, which is why it's shocking. That's why I haven't watched many movies this week. That's why I haven't only watched 3 TV shows. Holy crap. GTA 5 is amazing. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's already sold so many.
Yeah, like, it's already made $1 billion in 3 days.
Crazy.
It made over $800 million in 24 hours. It's the most expensive video game ever made at like $260 million. Craziness.
That's ridiculous.
If you like video games, buy it. I bought it, and I don't play video games that much. Last game I played was Injustice, and I played that game like crazy, and now I'm playing GTA 5, and it's awesome because there's a lot of, like, one of the main characters, I guess, spoiler alert, there's multiple main characters, and one of them is a movie buff, and... Like, I played GTA 4, I beat that one. But this one is, like, insane. you get to like do heists and you get to customize your car and you get like the property you buy actually matters. And it takes place in Los Santos, which is the like fictitious LA. And you get to go to the LA docks. You get to go to the Comedy Store. You get to go to, you see Nobu.
Oh,
you
that's
see
cool.
Santa Monica Pier. You see the Third Street Promenade. You see all these things in LA. You see the Grove. You see like UCLA. You see Yamato's, which is at, like a sushi restaurant near UCLA. But obviously it doesn't have anything on there.
Yeah.
Like it all looks almost the same.
That's really cool for us because
we live like,
here.
Yeah. So, like, you get to see, like, the knockoff amoebas that they have there. You can't go into it, obviously, but you get to see it when you're driving around. And all these streets have, like, similar names. So, yeah, it's really cool. I can't even tell you. I've played this game for, like, over 24 hours already.
Damn.
And I'm only 23% in, I think.
Long game. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm used to, like...
I mean, I also, like, have been messing around. Like, I went to the firing range for an hour.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
GTA.
Stuff like that. But yeah, it's fun. I like went around, killed a bunch of gangsters and stuff. I'd go on the rooftop and like snipe at people, start giant police chases and try to get out of them. But yeah, it's fun. It's a really cool game. The story is super in-depth. It's like almost like a movie or something. Like the story is amazing.
Yeah, like I saw the previews for it. It's like
it looks like a movie.
It looks like a movie.
Everyone I've talked to about it that like doesn't play video games, they're like, oh, I thought like it almost seems like it's a movie.
Yeah.
And then like not even a video game. And then there's this one part where you get to play in like a Bakersfield type area. It's like north of LA.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm playing it, I'm like, you're a meth dealer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they can make a Breaking Bad video game out of this. Like, it almost seems like a Breaking Bad video game.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really cool. I was like, for the PC version, when that eventually comes out, there's truly going to be a patch where everything is Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Walter White skins.
And I mean, to show you how crazy this game is, I got mauled by a mountain lion.
What?
A few days ago. I was in the mountains, and I hear a growl behind
me.
And I see a red dot on my map. I turn around, and there's a mountain lion,
wow.
And it's like running towards me. I couldn't even shoot at it. It was amazing.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. That's all video game news I have. I also found out there's a Gravity Falls game for the iPhone that came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is any good?
I didn't play it yet. It looks like a Plants vs. Zombies game.
Mm.
But let's see. I went ahead and I'm trying to figure out how to make the coins, those tokens, the arcade tokens.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be around the same size as quarters. They're going to be gold, and they have an awesome... They have the Pizza Triforce logo that I made on them, the 8-bit Pizza Triforce logo. I'm pretty excited.
Looks pretty sick.
Tweet at the Twitter account if you want one. There's already some people asking for it. One of our listeners yayed it, so that was really cool. You can comment. Yeah, comment when you're listening, if you listen to us on SoundCloud. And yeah, so that's happening. Keep getting all these emails. I'm like I'm trying to have people bid against each other and stuff. It's awesome. Let's see if I can open this link. Okay. So, Michael, what did I say like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago? What did I tell you about comics?
You told everybody to get these 3D covers for Villains Month. You told everybody to go out and get the pre-order.
These 3D covers,
right? These
3D
covers for Villains Month.
So I saw a link, an article on this website, bleedingcool.com. They have the recorded sales on all of the 54 DC comics for 3D covers. Not all 54 are out, but they have all the record prices. So some of the ones that are available to give away, let me pull them up just real quick so I can tell you how much they're worth. So yeah, these are the ones. If you enter that BTAB contest and you win, you get to choose between these. Darkseid, number one, 3D cover, record price, $31 on eBay. Deadshot, number one, $16.50 on eBay. Cyborg Superman, number one. How much is it? $10. Poison Ivy, $27. Count Vertigo, $20. Joker number one, $25. Grodd, $13. And Creeper, $20. And I'm throwing in a copy of Forever Evil number 1. Not 3D, because the 3D covers for those are going for $280. And those are one per store. The cheapest one I found on here is like $7, which is still almost there's one at $7. Yeah. This one, which is
No one
Superman.
Knows who that is.
Yeah, Hell.
Is that like a Kryptonian?
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, it came out this last week. So,
but even so, that's above sticker price.
Yeah, that's still
like double.
It's still worth your investment. So yeah, I told you. That's all that part. That's all that segment was there for.
Just information, informative.
For anyone who doubted me, I told you. And I guess that's all the other news. You have anything to add, Michael?
I got nothing for news.
Okay. So time for some Netflix recommendations. Mine is a little movie with Dwayne Johnson before he went by Dwayne Johnson. He went by The Rock back then. And Sean William Scott is in it.
This is his first movie, right? Like first big movie? Or one of the first?
I think it's one of his first big movies. Christopher Walken is in it. I think, no, because Scorpion King was his first.
Scorpion King.
Well,
Mummy
2 was his first big movie.
But he wasn't the star of that.
And then he was Scorpion King, and then this movie came out.
Yeah, it's right after Scorpion King.
There's a cameo by Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Which was apparently passing the torch from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Dwayne Johnson. It's The Rundown. It's on Netflix. I keep talking about how my mom loves all these cool things because my mom's the coolest mom in the world. The Rundown is one of her favorite movies. And I am a mama's boy. I will admit it. But yeah, my family watches The Rundown a bunch of times whenever it's on TV, and it's always on like DVD on TV and stuff on FX. So yeah, The Rundown. Go watch it. It's about The Rock. He's like a bounty hunter guy, and he goes down to South America to get Sean William Scott. Mayhem ensues. Christopher Walken is there. And yeah. Mike?
My recommendation this week is Emperor's New Groove, which is a really good Disney movie that I feel like is underrated and doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah,
like in the lore of Disney.
I feel like it's also like a more adult humor. I guess it's like not really like kiddie humor.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So it's about this emperor
Cusco,
who just like, he's like the king of everything. He controls all the land, and he just doesn't think about other people. He just thinks about himself all the time. He lives like on top of a mountain hilltop side, and then he gets transformed into a llama, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, he gets transformed into a llama, and then he has to find his way back and become an emperor again because he drank some potion because some chick's trying to get him out of power.
Yeah, it's like his, what's the person? Like Rasputin, advisor.
Yeah, advisor's trying to get him out of power so she can take over. So he has to find his way back, and it's a really cool movie. Because
John Goodman's in it, David Spade. There's like a lot of people in it.
It's got who does the voice of Kronk? He does like he's got that same voice. But
yeah,
he
he's like that Disney voice. He's like, he voices everything at Disney.
He voices everything. He's only got the one voice, but he does like so many things. Like, he's in Seinfeld. I forgot his name. I always forget his name.
Let's see. Patrick Warburton? No.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, Patrick Warburton.
Really?
Burton.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Really?
So,
yeah, that's a good movie.
Eartha Kitt. And, Tom Jones. Does the theme song.
David Spade is the voice.
David Spade's Cusco.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And John Goodman's Pacha.
Yeah, so that's definitely worth a watch if you've never seen it, because it's one of those Disney movies that sometimes gets passed by, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so go check it out.
Yeah, worth a watch.
What else? We'll probably have Usher and Brown will probably be back next week. Who cares?
We don't need them.
You have to remember who the stars are of this podcast, me and Mike.
So, it's ours. We left them. If we kicked them off one day, they'd be gone.
Yeah.
If we want them gone, they'd
if
be
we
gone.
Want the signal. If you guys tell us, hey, we don't want any more Usher and Ryan. Hey,
yeah, they're not getting access to all this Twitter and email stuff. So if you want to tell us,
I think Ryan gets access to the emails.
Okay, he's got the emails, but if Twitter, does he get the Twitter?
No. He can see it, though.
I can see it. Well, I don't think he checks the SoundCloud. If you check to the SoundCloud,
yeah, you comment on SoundCloud, and you don't want Brian and Usher here.
Yeah, this is like a big if.
I mean, if you say anything negative about Carol or Anna, I will beat you.
Yeah,
I'll find you and kill you.
Yeah,
not kill you. I'll beat you up though. I've been playing too much GTA 5.
Violent video games.
Video games. But I will hunt you down and say mean things about you.
Otherwise, we'll keep them on because they're fun to toy around with.
Yeah.
And how else are we going to make fun of Green Lantern?
Yeah.
It's not as fun when he's not here.
Yeah, it's easy. I like them because they have weird opinions on things.
Yeah, that's true. They're so different.
Yeah. So
we agree too much. So
thank you for listening. Don't forget to support our sponsors on T-Fury, Destiny Pizzas, or tfury.destinypizzas.com. Go to our Tumblr, which is tumblr.destinypizzas.com. Buy t-shirts on T-Fury because then I can afford a TV for the studio and then... It'll be awesome. Or we can just buy more things for you. We can give you
more
pizza.
More giveaways, you know?
Yeah, pizza, Batman, Beware the Batman toys.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas. Or you can follow me directly at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
You can follow me at mstesca, mstesca.
You can go to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/destinypizzas. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on just SoundCloud. What else? On anything, really. On like
any device.
All your devices. Yeah, if you've been listening on your computer, you're wasting some time.
You got
a smartphone.
iPads. You got smartphones.
Yeah, and your Windows phone. We don't discriminate. Windows phone, Android, iPhones. On your new iPhone 5S and 5Cs that came out today, you can listen to us on that.
If you want to burn us on a CD and listen to us, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, but it has to be an MP3 CD because our podcasts are regularly 2 hours.
That's true.
Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your friends, tell your enemies. If you really don't like someone, just force them in a room and just play this for 24 hours, which you can almost. We're at 23. Yeah, you can do it for longer than 24 hours.
We got
the
bonus.
We got bonus pods. Yeah, don't forget to check out our bonus pods. Check out our commentaries. If you have any recommendations, you can tweet them at us. You can, if you hashtag
if you want us
on,
to do a commentary on something, we'll do it.
If
you want us
like,
to
even if
just
it's on
do a bonus. Like, yeah.
Even if it's on Green Lantern, we'll get Brian here and he'll just geek out on that.
Exactly. I could definitely talk about Green Lantern. I don't have to enjoy the movie that much to talk about it.
On Rush Hour 3, I'm willing to do a commentary.
Yeah, even that. The worst Rush Hour, I'll still do it.
Even if you don't want the first two Rush Hours, we'll do a commentary on
Rush
Hour
3.
We'll
go straight to the third one, sure. If you're asking for it.
If you're really lonely and you want to give us or send us a text message, you can iMessage. The iMessage email address for the podcast is imessage@destinypizzas.com. And you just send an iMessage to that. And then me and Mike will respond to that. I can't think of anything else, but
I think that does it.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. Until next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.